The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. Classic Hits Power 99 Sports presents High School Football.
Pulowski will be in the shotgun. And he talks to Dixon, gets him adjusted, moves him over a little bit. First and goal at the four. Pulowski on the jet sweep, hands it off to him, chits to the left corner, breaks a tackle, and into the end zone is Kessler Dixon.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference matchup in Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Axtell Wildcats. High School Football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Danberg staying in the I formation, fakes the pitch, wants to throw wide open, backside is his tight end, Lane Bertrand, touchdown. Pleasanton had been very disciplined all night long, but Lane Bertrand couldn't have been more open than he was right there.
Axtell won their season opener with a big second half comeback to down Loomis in overtime. Pleasanton fell to rival Ansley Litchfield and looks to bounce back at home tonight. It's the Wildcats and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Power 99 Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good evening, everyone, from Pleasanton. It is Friday Night Football Week 2 here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. Our second game of the day here on Classic Hits Power 99 earlier up in Loup City as the Arcadia Loup City Rebels and Shelton were battling. And, of course, we've got plenty of more football tonight on our airwaves and at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check it out. Hastings St. Cecilia is at Freeman on 1230 AM KHAS. On ESPN 1460, the home opener for Kearney Catholic from Miles Field, the 8th-ranked Stars take on C1 number 1 Aurora, who rolled up Adams Central last week 66-28. They were up 46-0 in the first half and are the preseason number one team. And then Adams Central and Milford are on ESPN 1550. You can follow along all of our games all year long at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Catch them live, catch the podcast throughout the season, and keep up to date what's going on. Other football going on in the Tri-Cities tonight. Kearney High has their home opener taking on Lincoln North Star at Foster Field, trying to bounce back from last week's loss to Grand Island. The Islanders have a top 10 matchup at Lincoln High. Hastings is out at Scott's Bluff. Also going on in the Tri-Cities tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic is taking on Superior, and Grand Island Northwest is at McCook. That's a Class B top five matchup. Some other games of note, Donovan Trumbull taking on Centura, and Kennesaw battling Overton. We also have Husker Volleyball right now getting ready to get going on the Breeze 94.5. The pregame scheduled for 7 o'clock, first serve 7:30 as the Huskers take on Wake Forest as part of the Emeritus Players Challenge. And then, of course, the Huskers opener is set for tomorrow against Akron. Pregame at 2, kickoff just after 7 on the Breeze 94.5. Hastings College football is at Panhandle State of Oklahoma. It's their season opener. Hastings won their first game against Peru State in big comeback fashion last week. You can hear tomorrow's game at 6 on 1230 KHAS. The Lopers, huge win last night, their first shutout in a decade, beating Missouri Southern State at Foster Field 45-0. Again, all of our high school games, PlatteRiverPreps.com, our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Well, Axtell and Pleasanton played a pretty dandy football game last year. It was a tight first half, and then Pleasanton was able to get out to a monster lead before Axtell scored the final three touchdowns, but they needed one more. Pleasanton beat Axtell last year 41-36. As we get ready to hear from the coaches, Ricky Wessel of Pleasanton and Dean Marsh of Axtell, the big storyline, obviously, is the injury to Tyler Pulowski, who could be a quarterback, running back, defensive back, anything that Pleasanton needed, and he tore his ACL in a summer football camp, and of course, they are trying to get the multiple state wrestling champion back in time to get ready and go for another one here in his wrestling career. So Pulaski is out, and you'll see Pleasanton use a couple of different quarterbacks. They have been known to line up in the old Wildcat system and just get Jackson Keyshaw back there, the 5'10", 190-pound junior, and just try and run you over. Maybe a more of a conventional offense when Tyce Westland, Ricky's sophomore son, comes in and takes the quarterback position. When he's not the quarterback, he's standing out there at a pretty good end at 6'2", 6'3", that can haul in some footballs. For Axtell, they fell behind last week and made a big comeback in the second half to force overtime and ended up beating Loomis 40-34 in overtime. And as you'll hear from Coach Marsh, he's hoping they can get in better shape. They've got a little bit more experience up and down the line here. Tyler Danberg is their new quarterback, but you've got some names like Creighton Kring and Tom Peterson, Lane Bertrand, Nick Pearson that have seen a lot of playing time, and you've heard those names before. For Pleasanton, they got beat last week by rival Ansley Litchfield, and probably a much closer game than the score indicated. This was a two-touchdown game until the reserves came in. Ansley Litchfield was able to really double their score in the fourth quarter, putting up the last 26 points. So Pleasanton and Axtell, they know a lot of each other, and we will see probably quite a bit today of running back Riley Roziski for Pleasanton as they try to put it on the ground. Will Axtell use their speed? You know how good they are in track, and they've got a lot of that talent here for the boys. Coming up later on, we'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for our second game of the day here on Classic Hits Power 99. We're in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth on the road, bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Pleasanton and Axtell. When we come back, we'll hear from Wildcat head coach Dean Marsh, then Ricky Westland of Pleasanton on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Game two of tonight's doubleheader on Classic Hits Power 99. Axtell, after picking up a win last week in exciting fashion over Loomis, is now on the road to take on Pleasanton. And head coach Dean Marsh joining us here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. And coach, always great to get off to a win. And the way your kids did it showed that they were just able to keep things rolling last week and never give up.
Yeah, Doug, I mean, thank God for our conditioning, because I think that's really what won the game for us. We got down by 20 in the first quarter, and I thought the game, you know, might be out of reach, and the kids kept fighting, and I could see that Loomis was giving up a little on their conditioning side, and I just told them at halftime, I said, if you guys can keep fighting, you're going to be in this game at the end of it, and that's exactly what happened. They only allowed 14 more points in the last three quarters in overtime and went on to score 40 in that same time. So once they came alive, they looked like they really wanted to take advantage of the situation, and that's probably, since I've been coaching, the best comeback we've had at Axtell.
And, Dean, it's not exactly like you're very deep. You've got some quality starters, but they really had to play most of the game for you.
Yeah, I think we played a total of 10 kids during the game, and the other two probably played, you know, maybe 15, 20 downs. You know, the rest of the time these kids were on kickoff, kick return, punt, punt return. They didn't have any breaks. They just had to keep going.
Coach, tell me a little bit about, outside of the conditioning, what helped turn the tide a little bit. What were the struggles in the first half, and what were you able to fix to get going in the second half?
Well, I think on defense, I think they were missing their reads in the first quarter. The linebackers and the DNs weren't holding the edge quite well enough, and we kind of clamped it down on the defensive line, and the linebackers started coming up and filling holes better, and that made a lot of difference. And then, of course, Skaggs' three interceptions in the secondary didn't hurt us at all either. That really helped turn the game around when you get those interceptions and stop their momentum.
Let's talk about some of your players that we'll see today. Dean Marsh, the head coach at Axtell, joining us here on the pregame show. Tyler Danberg sliding into that quarterback role. What did you see from him?
Well, we saw a lot more of him than what we wanted to show. He actually carried the ball 26 times the other day. So that's a lot of carries for a first-time quarterback, but did a good job, saw the holes well, passed the ball well. Our percentage wasn't great, but, I mean, a lot of the passes he had that were dropped should have been caught. So, I mean, he was 8 of 18 and probably should have been more like 12 or 13, 18. But had a great first game and looking forward to see what he can do tonight. I think the defense tonight will be a little bit more aggressive than last week even, so he's going to have to make quicker reads and get rid of the ball a little quicker.
You take a look at what Axtell has had here as far as success in the high school level, really good track team, and most of that has actually been on the track, not in the weights, and you kind of look at your line here. It's not the biggest, but sometimes it doesn't have to be. What about your line and what you're expecting?
Yeah, I told the line this summer at camp, I said, you guys aren't going to be able to push people around. You're going to have to turn shoulders and give us gaps to run through. And then in the second half, when those big defensive guys start wearing down, I said, the holes will get bigger, but you guys aren't going to go out and just run over people. You're going to have to take angles and create spaces for our running backs that way. And they've done a really good job of that all summer and into this first game as well. So that's been our strong suit is our quickness and our speed.
We're talking with Axtell football coach Dean Marsh here on the pregame show brought to you by Hogemeyer Hybrids. Dean, Pleasanton obviously took it on the chin last week, and they lost probably their best player in Tyler Pulowski before the season began. What did you see on film? What are you expecting tonight?
Well, I'm expecting a tight, hard-fought game. Watching film, they looked a lot better on film than what the score showed. I know Ansley put up 26 points in the fourth quarter, and Pleasanton looked pretty solid on film. We actually played them this summer in camp and beat them in triple overtime in the camp we were at. It was the first time anyone at camp had been in triple overtime, so I looked for a real close matchup, and I really think the team that makes the fewest mistakes and turns the ball over the least will probably come out on top.
As you take a look overall, and I know it's always that one game at a time, but you kind of joked when you were talking with Bob Jensen and Huskerland Prep, and we talked about how tough the schedule was for you guys the previous cycle, like BDS and Blue Hill, who made the state championship. I believe it was five or six of your opponents were ranked at some point during the season, and your district is extremely tough again this year. How important is it to take care of some of these early games to put yourself in position for a playoff berth?
Yeah, I mean, it's real important. I think our strength of schedule is not near what it was last year, so to get the points needed for the playoffs, we need to get these first few games under our belt and get some wins. And districts is going to be tough. You know, there's probably, out of the six teams, there's probably four of them that could beat each other any night of the week. And so we have to be able to take a couple of those games that maybe last year we weren't in. This year we need to win a couple of those games so we can get in the playoffs and move the program forward.
And, Dina, I always like to throw out offense, defense, but Axtell, we talked about that speed. You found a way to do some things in your special teams. You talked about the defensive interceptions already last week. How are special teams looking for you?
Well, I think our kickoff returns are pretty solid. Our punt returns are solid. Have a freshman kicker last week that had a couple touchbacks and four or five other ones that were just right on the end zone line, so hopefully he can get a little more power this week. But, I mean, special teams look pretty solid for us. We kicked a couple PATs and just, you know, the big thing about special teams is the snaps, and our snaps were good last week. I don't even think we had one fumble in the game last week, but we all know the weather and just having a different game can change that totally. So hopefully everything stays solid this week.
All right, Dean, always a pleasure to watch the Wildcats take the field. Look forward to a good game tonight. Keep them healthy, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks a lot, Doug. We'll see you later.
Dean Marsh, head football coach of the Axtell Wildcats, and we'll be back to talk with Pleasanton's Ricky Westland as the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show continues on Power 99.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Welcome back to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on Classic Hits Power 99. As Pleasanton, home for week two, not many teams get to start at home the first 2 weeks, but that's the case here for the Bulldogs. And head coach Ricky Westland joins us to talk about week one and what's still ahead. And coach, sometimes we just start with a variety of things, but you are not going to roll over anyone. You're going to have to fight hard this first month of the season. What a schedule against some perennial powers. And I guess you started it off with a rivalry game. Sometimes that's a focus. But I know all that people are talking about right now is how you lost Tyler Pulaski in the offseason. So I guess how late did that happen for you to start changing what you wanted to do with this football team?
Well, that started at a football camp at the beginning of summer. So we kind of toyed with other ideas, we obviously had to throw away one playbook, and we had to dig deep and look just through some others that would fit our strengths that we have for returning starters.
What were the major tweaks that you had to do?
With Tyler, he's your typical triple option quarterback. I mean, he can see things before the play starts. He anticipates well. I mean, running it the last 2 years, he did an excellent job. So, yeah, we can still run it, but you're not getting that experience and know-how behind the center that are running the offense for you.
How did you think your quarterbacks performed last week against Ansley Litchfield?
Not bad. I don't think we did a bad job. Maybe some of the reads we hadn't got them schooled on very well yet, but I think that's something we accomplished this week and hopefully improve on going into the Axtell game.
I don't think it's any secret. We've seen it from you before. We've seen it from other teams. You will change things up a couple of times. You'll go heavy set. You'll go a wildcat or whatever anybody wants to call it, but that was the original. And then your son, Tice, can also go back there and run a conventional offense. What goes into that decision? Is it strictly the opponent? Is it strictly the way the game's going? How much of each do you want to do throughout the season?
It's just kind of whatever we get a fit for the other team. You know, we'll start out and we'll test the water with each, you know, like a heavyweight boxing match. You're going to try some body blows, some head blows, and whichever one starts working, you're going to probably go through with that. But, you know, we like both fits. We like if we can get the ground game rolling. We have a great backfield with Riley Ruziski and Kessler Dixon. You know, Tice can distribute the ball to those two. And I feel they're, for our district that we're coming up in, you know, obviously we got Overton in there with some talented running backs, but I feel our two running backs, once we get the line rolling, those two guys are going to take over a game shortly here.
Yeah, Ruziski has definitely played a lot of football for you. Talk a little bit about what this senior has improved on and how much you have to rely on him now.
He's just a solid athlete. I mean, very gifted. Strength, explosiveness, speed. You know, he was a standout at the state track meet in the 100. And then also he decided to go up and see what those big boys were throwing around, some type of ball. I think he went up there and did fairly decent in the shot. So just a very well-rounded athlete.
We're talking with Ricky Westland, head football coach at Pleasanton. It's always cool whether you're guy or gal, son or daughter, when you get to coach them. There's something that goes along with it. Tice was playing kind of a split end, a tall kid that you could throw the football to. How much of him just growing up with you being the head coach went into the decision to replace Tyler with him?
It kind of jumped on us last year before the Shelton game. He was playing tight end all up until the game week. We lost some concussions with a quarterback. We had some sickness with another quarterback, a hamstring with another. And so I went to him early in the week and I said, guess what? You played some quarterback in junior high. You're going to have to step in for Tyler if he needs a break in the game. And so it kind of evolved from that point. And he did all right. So, you know, he can understand the offense rather well. And, you know, he listens to me as a coach and a dad. So it's good to have him in that spot.
What about line play, both sides? You're not necessarily the biggest team, but neither will Axtell be in this matchup.
No, but the offensive line, we have kind of opened it up this week. We're trying to get some competition rolling in there. We have some kids that, like we preached to them last night at practice, they just don't understand what they're capable of. Us as coaches, we love each and every one of them, and we know what's inside of them, and we can see it, but they're just not to that point yet, and we're waiting for somebody to open it up in a game.
We're talking with Ricky Westland here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, getting ready for game two of the season against Axtell. If people just pick up the score and looked at the 52-14 Ansley Litchfield, they probably don't realize that half those points came in JV time. So how did you feel overall going into this game that you could build off of last week, since your starters weren't necessarily the reason that it got out of hand?
Well, Ansley Litchfield was a talented. We knew that very talented team. You have, talk about state track again, you got two of the top four hurdlers in each, the 100 hurdles and 300 hurdles on the same team. We had to respect that. So we had to do a tremendous job preparing the DBs for the week for pass coverage. Fatigue hit early, and I think that might have been our Achilles heel for that night, which caused us to rotate defensive backs around and didn't quite have the schooling, if you would say. So through the week of what routes were going to be ran, how to cover those things, and we left some wide-open receivers for some easy scores on them.
And your kind of scouting report here on Axtell, we had a heck of a game with them last year. What do we got here?
Well, if I'm correct, you can probably correct me on this, but I think Axtell won state track last year, didn't they? And I think Andrew Litchfield must have been in the top three, I would think. So we're back-to-back, almost the same type of team. Very talented athletes over there. They're always that way. We'll be our workhorses, and some of our studs are going to be chasing around the Axtell. I don't know if there'll be Wildcats this year. You might call them cheetahs because they got a lot of speed down there.
And where do you see, can you share with us where you think maybe you would have an advantage in this game?
Well, I hope we can. Our goal is to keep working on that line and get a powerful run game going with Kessler Dixon and Riley Rosiski. I believe that's where our athleticism lies, our talent, strength. If we can get that moving, we should be able to create a lot of points out of that.
All right, Ricky, always fun watching the Bulldogs play, and this should be another great FKC matchup. So best of luck, and keep them healthy. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Ricky Westland, head football coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, getting ready to take on Axtell, and we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits, Power 99, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
And welcome back to Pleasanton and continuing coverage of high school football. Doug Doodle, along with our producer, engineer, Cassie Sloan, Jeff Babel, getting ready for Friday night football on all of our network of stations. Of course, we've also got AM football, Kearney Catholic and Aurora on ESPN 1460, Milford and Adams Central on ESPN 1550, and Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Freeman on 1230 AM KHAS. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com to follow along. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance. We're getting close to kickoff here between Pleasanton and Axtell. Now, Pleasanton won the toss, but they defer, so Axtell will receive to start the football game here. And let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And today we will start Of course, as always, with the visiting football team, the Axtell Wildcats, their center is number 28, a 5'10", 205-pound sophomore, Calum Semph. At the guards, number 55, 5'9", 190-pound senior, Tom Peterson. And number 80, 5'10", 175-pound junior, Nick Pearson. The ends for Axtell are number 2, a 5'10", 160-pound sophomore, Aaron Skaggs. And number 88, 6'2", 175-pound senior in Lane Bertrand. The fullback is number 22, a 5'8", 140-pound junior, Dustin Klingsporn. The I-back, number 12, 6'4", 180-pound senior, Creighton Kring. And at cornerback, number 3, 6'3", 165-pound junior, Tyler Danberg. The head coach of the Axtell Wildcats is Dean Marsh, assisted by Justin Swedberg, returning home this year, Brian Olson and Dan Schwarr. They are 1-0 after that 40-34 overtime victory against Loomis last week. For Pleasanton, half their home season will be over after tonight. After getting the first two games at home, they fell to Ansley Litchfield in the season opener. They will go at center tonight with number 32, 5'11", 190-pound junior Connor Hand. At the guards, number 11, 5'6", 160-pound freshman Chase Pulowski. And number 35, 5'11", 200-pound junior Jackson Keyshaw. The ends are number 31, 5'9", 140-pound sophomore Broderick Pates. And then they'll rotate between number 15, Wyatt Reese, a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore, and number 26, T.J. Bailey, a 6'4", 160-pound junior. Now your running backs are number 21, 6'1", 170-pound junior Kessler Dixon, and number 44, 5'10", 200-pound senior Riley Rosiski. The quarterback, number 8, 6'2", 180-pound sophomore, Tice Westland. The head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Ricky Westland, assisted by Casey Loomis, Jordan Arnsdorf, Kyle Giffen, and Nick High. Pleasanton looking for their first win, as we said, after the loss to Ansley Litchfield. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. Back with more on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show right after this.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
At A&M Ag Partners Incorporated, we know the importance of staying connected and getting our boots dirty all season long. As seed experts, we look to get the most out of your fields by putting ourselves in them throughout the season. We know that a bad season for you can result in a bad year for your community, which is why we are here to assist year-round. Find us online at amagpartners.com or call 308-708-7447. A&M Ag Partners Incorporated, seedsmanship at work.
Time now for our injury report, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. For Axtell, they made it through week one in fall camp in good shape. Nobody gone here off the two deep. As we take a look at Pleasanton, though, we obviously know that they are missing Tyler Pulowski, who was supposed to be the quarterback, their do-everything guy. Torrey's ACL in football camp. He's out for the season. And, of course, the multiple state champion wrestler hoping to get back for a chance to bring it home here in February again. So we'll see how that works out for Tyler. So we'll see if he's able to get back from that ACL injury. And that is our injury report, brought to you by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. UNK volleyball team looks like they're going to go 2-0 today at the Fall Classic. They won the first two sets from Midwestern State tonight, 25-17, 25-9, and they are tied in the third set with going a little deeper on their bench, 11-11. They were an easy winner today over South Dakota Mines. They've got two more games tomorrow at noon and 6. The Husker volleyball team swept Ohio today, and they will take on Wake Forest tonight at 7:30. You'll hear that on the Breeze, 94.5. You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer, to get you ready for 2018 and beyond. We are about ready for high school football here. The starting lineups have been announced. Don't forget you can also listen to our games at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. The national anthem is up next. We'll take a break and be back with the kickoff for Week 2 Friday Night Football in Pleasanton right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
And we're back here in the Kearney Towing Repair broadcast booth at Pleasanton, bringing you the play-by-play of tonight's Wildcat Bulldog contest. Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Hopefully you don't get stranded on the side of the road, but if you do, from heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. All red for Pleasanton tonight with the black pants and the white jerseys with the purple numerals here for Axtell. We're about ready to get this game kicked off. As we said, Pleasanton won the coin toss. They decided to defer, so Axtell will get a chance to start the football game on offense. And back deep, awaiting the football is Dustin Klingsporn. No wind at all. It is warm, a little humid here. And so we'll see. Again, some conditioning was an issue for some teams in Week 1. We'll see how that works out here in Week 2. Crady Chandler to boot it away. Good high kick, and it is going to get into the end zone, and we will have a touchback. It was only about a yard deep, and they'll blow it dead. First down and 10 at the 15-yard line for Axtell, who got off to a slow start last week against Loomis, had to mount a pretty big second-half rally to force overtime and then go on and win the football game. So first down and 10, Axtell. They'll move from south to north here in the first quarter, north to south for Pleasanton as you view it along your radio dial. Getting the right football into the ball game. It looks like Tyler Danberg will stay out of a pistol, being flanked by both of his running backs, Klingsporn to his left and Crane to his right, two different types of running back styles. And the first handoff will be a counter here to Crane, trying to come to the left side, and he's not going to get much. He crosses the 15 to about the 17-yard line. Tyce Westland in there and finishing things off, Caleb Riesland on the tackle. We'll give him a gain of only a yard of the play, and it'll be second down and 9 for Axtell. They'll spread it out here quickly out of the huddle. Twins to the left side, including their tight end Lane Bertrand. They'll send Kring in motion from right to left. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep, but he runs into a bulldog in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped immediately back there by Jackson Keyshaw. So you had Caleb Riesland and Jackson Keyshaw, two of the guys whose names defensively you expect to hear quite a bit, and Kring's going to lose 2 yards on the play, so it'll be third down and 11. The ball at the 14-yard line, not exactly what Coach Marsh was hoping to get done here on this opening possession. Out of the shotgun, three wide, twins to the right, single to the left. Again, they send Kring in motion. They're going to hand it to him on a run around the left side. He's got a good block, 15-20. Cuts back, will not get the first down, though, as he is stood up and finished off by Kessler Dixon A nice, good play call there, but just couldn't get enough for the first down. He's going to be about 3 yards short out to between the 22 and the 23-yard line. They'll officially call it fourth down and two, so a 9-yard gain by Kring. He carried it three times, and it'll be punt time here for Axtell. And back in punt formation will be the quarterback, Tyler Danberg. They're always concerned about that, but inside your own 20, odds are you're probably not going to run a fake the first time of the game. He'll run bootleg, and, well, I'm wrong. He thinks he can get the first down. He does. 25, 30, 35. Now he's got one man to beat. Tyce Westland almost forced a fumble as he tackled him from behind. He was going to rugby-style punt it. He saw what he wanted, and he's able to pick up a big gain on the play from the 23 all the way out to midfield. A 17-yard gain by Tyler Danberg as they convert on fourth down and two out of the punt formation. So the first down of the ball game, and Axtell will keep the football. Ball squarely on the midfield stripe. See if that puts a little bounce in the step here of Axtell. Back to the pistol with the two running backs flanking him. And it's going to be a quarterback draw for Danberg. After running it on the fake punt, he'll roll over the right guard and we'll get 3 yards to the 37-yard line. And so they are keeping it on the ground here early on for Coach Marsh. Of course, Mullen in his blood, he wants to run that football, and he's got some assistant coaches that have no problem running the football with him. Don't forget, if you're out at a football game tonight, we would love for you to be part of our scoreboard, 308-646-0506. Text or call in your numbers. You can do either, 308-646-0506. Jet sweep, Kring blitz, drilled behind the line of scrimmage. Jackson Keyshaw takes him all the way back into Axtell territory at the 35-yard line. That is going to be a loss of 8 on the play. So it's feast or famine right now for Creighton Kring. 4 carries, 0 yards. Makes a yard, loses 2, makes 9, loses 8. And now it's 3rd down and 14 at their own 36-yard line. The spot here for Axtell. Aaron Skaggs will split out wide to the right. Slot right and a lone receiver here to the left side. Kring in motion again. This time they fake the chance. Sweep. The ball's fumbled in, and it is going to be lost. Pleasanton comes up with it. Falling on top of the football is going to be Riley Roziski. They were faking the handoff, and then when Kring went by, he turned and ran into his own running back, and Danberg lost the football. So big break here for Pleasanton. Roziski, a fumble recovery at the Axtell 30-yard line. And let's see what they want to do here on first down and 10. Looks like they're going to line up in a little bit of a wildcat with Riley Roziski, two blocking backs ahead of him. He's going to follow him over the right side, but there is nowhere to go. It's strung out, and he will barely make the line of scrimmage. Coming in to make the tackle behind the line of scrimmage for the Wildcats is Tyler Danberg. No gain on the play, so that didn't work for Riley Roziski, and we'll see how long they want to do that. Roziski can line up about anywhere here for Coach Ricky Westland. You can follow along at PlatteRiverPreps.com, our live local scoring. Now they'll go to the I formation. Tyce Westland under center. Turns, hands it off to his I back, Kessler Dixon, who has hit hard. The ball came out loose. Nobody saw it. They're going to call it dead. It actually popped up over an Axtell player's back on the ground, but they'd already blown it dead. We're going to say no gain for Dixon. So it's going to be third down and 10. They moved it forward about the length of a football. We're just underway here. 7:45 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless. Axtell converted on a 4th-and-2 rugby punt. You can call it a fake punt, but it looked like it was designed. If it's there, go for it. And then they fumble it away on third down and long. They're going to go back to Westland under center. They'll put Dixon as a wing to the left, and right behind his quarterback is going to be Roziski. Westland, the lefty, wants to throw it deep down the field, looking for Dixon. The ball batted away. Good defensive back play by Creighton Kring. Everything was good about that. It was a well-thrown ball. It was right to the goal line. Good one-on-one battle with Kessler Dixon running the wheel route and Kring holding his ground. So that'll bring up fourth down, and of course, we've got a penalty flag here. Now, this is the same crew that we had this afternoon at Arcadia Loop City and Shelton. Arcadia Loop City steadily pulled away. They got up to a quick 20-0 lead and then won it 46-8, but we had hardly any flags in that game. We had zero flags in the first half of that game. Well, let's see what we have here. Holding, going to be called on Pleasanton, and Axtell decides to decline it. So instead of making it third and 20, where Pleasanton might have punted it from midfield. It's going to be 4th and 10 where Pleasanton will go for it from the 30-yard line. So Seth Eckel will slide in. This might be a good idea instead of a punt that might pin you deep. You come up with a defensive play here, and you're going to get the ball at the 30-yard line. And they're going to put Jackson Keyshaw in as the quarterback out of the shotgun, and the snap's over his head. It's into the backfield. It doesn't matter who covers it because it was fourth down. Keyshaw did cover it, but it's a loss all the way back to the 33-yard line. That's a 17-yard wrong way. Boy, that is a big-time turnaround here. Axtell able to go back and pick it up. They'll officially make it 15. They'll put him down at the 35-yard line. But a high snap went right through Jackson Keyshaw's hands. And so it will be a loss of 15 on the play. And Pleasanton, after getting the turnover, nothing to do here. And on the first play, Axtell wants to go to the air for the first time. It's complete, but he's out of bounds. Lane Bertrand squarely had a foot right in front of the Pleasanton bench. Everybody knew it. He made the catch, and it's incomplete on Danberg's first pass attempt of the football game. 20 yards of offense for Axtell. 17 of that came on the fourth down rugby punt where they went ahead and ran it. And Pleasanton now negative 15 after that bad snap. Second down and 10 after the incomplete pass. Kring in motion, fake the jet sweep. Option play right side, and Pleasanton's all over it. It is going to be Caleb Rieslund hitting the quarterback, Tyler Danberg, who held onto the football. There's going to be no gain on the play. It's going to be third down and 10 yards to go. So far in the first half of this first quarter, it's all defense. You're listening to high school football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, Pleasanton, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Third and 10 at the Pleasanton 35. Out of the shotgun, Danberg with two running backs to block for him wants to float one down the field, and it's into the hands of his tight end, Aaron Skaggs, on a deep crossing pattern. He'll bring it inside the 25, the 20, and step out of bounds at the 18-yard line. A gain of 17 on the play and a first down here for Axtell. They max protected for the quarterback, Tyler Danberg, that time. Really only had the one man in the pattern, and he was able to float it right out there on his fingertips. So in business now, inside the 20 at the 18, first down and 10. Danberg in the backfield. He needs to get his running back Klingsporn to his left. And to his right is going to be Kring. Quarterback draw. Oh, boy, that did not work. He's just got to dive forward. I think there was some miscommunication there between the quarterback, Tyler Danberg, and his running backs. They didn't get lined up, and then they didn't block. So that's never a good combination. It's going to be a loss of two on the play for Danberg. Brings up second down and 12. Ball marked at the 20-yard line of Pleasanton. Scoreless in the first quarter with 6:05 to go. Again, they'll go three wide this time. Send Bertrand to the left side. Hand it off to Klingsporn, and he gets tripped up as he makes it 1 yard from outside the 20 to inside the 20. Kind of quiet out there right now from the crowd. There's not a whole lot to really cheer or root for. It's hand off, get tackled. Hand off, get tackled. Good defense here early on. And it's going to be third down and 10. Maybe make it 11. The ball just inside the 20-yard line. Couple of big plays for Axtell on third and long and fourth down. What can they do here? Danberg out of the shotgun, fakes the handoff to Klingsporn. Pressure, throws it over the middle, and it is caught by Lane Bertrand, and he gets inside the five, and it's going to be first and goal, brought down by Seth Eckel. So another big yardage play that time from the 20. Mark it down at about the 2, I think, is where they're finally going to set this down, a gain of 18. And I'll tell you what happened there. Seth Eckel went up, and he thought he was going to get called for interference. He had to pull his hands back. Both of the guys jumped in the air. And then when Bertrand caught it, Eckel wasn't in a position to make the tackle, and he got free for about 5 more yards. Now they'll put Danberg under center. Klingsporn, the lone back behind him. Quarterback sneak, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Axtell. A 2-yard touchdown run by Tyler Danberg. And the Wildcats, who finished strong last week, start strong here today. Touchdown. And they are into the end zone with 5:09 to go here in the first quarter. Our 5 points bank touchdown. 5 points bank, the better bank in Kearney. And Brennan Runge will come in to attempt the extra point. Snap a little low. They get it placed. The kick is away. They might have got a hand on it, but it's snuck over. It wasn't pretty, but it counts for the single extra point. 5:09 to go here in the first quarter of play. It's Axtell 7, Pleasanton nothing here on Power 99.
Synergize from Ag Explorer International is your all-in-one drip control, defoamer, surfactant, and ammonium salts with a water conditioner and absorption activator. Synergize is the number one AMS replacement on the market. Over 30 million acres worldwide have made the right choice with Synergize. Contact Mid-Nebraska Chemical today for a dealer in your area to get Synergize, NutriPak, Enzone, and other great products from Ag Explorer International. 308-468-6206.
You want the best, you demand the best, and the Carrier Infinity system is the best. Higher efficiency means higher savings on your energy bill. With an Infinity system, you control temperature, humidity, air quality, fan speed, ventilation, the entire system. The Carrier Infinity system allows you to enjoy a more consistent temperature throughout your home. Call today to learn more about this customized comfort system tailored to your home from Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating.
Ready to kick it away for Axtell. Runge takes a 5-yard run, kicks the side of the ball, and it's going to float out of bounds. And a chance here for Pleasanton to start at the 25-yard line. Some early scores from the PlatteRiverPreps.com scoreboard. Grand Island has struck first in Lincoln. They lead Lincoln High 7-0. Aurora's up 6-0 against Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. Adams Central's in the end zone. They lead Milford 7-0. In first quarter play, Northwest has scored first at McCook, and they are up by a score of 6-0. Hershey leads Gibbons 7-0. Central Catholic's on the board 7-0 over Superior. Out at Bridgeport, a little earlier start there in the third quarter, Wood River leads Bridgeport by a score of 16-0. And Kennesaw has scored first to take a 6-0 lead against Overton. Earlier today in six-man action, it was Red Cloud snapping a long losing streak, beating Lewiston 39-20. Maywood Hay Center over Silver Lake 70-12. The ball goes out of bounds, so Pleasanton elects to take it. And on the snap, they'll hand it off to Rosiski out of the spread formation. Bounces off one, gets to the 30, out to the 32-yard line. A gain of 7, some hard running there from Riley Rosiski. And finally, a positive play here. That's the first positive yardage play for Pleasanton, who on their first series had runs of 0-0, an incomplete pass, and then on fourth down snapped it over their quarterback's head and lost 15. So second down, we'll call it about 3 yards to go. Ball at their own 32-yard line. Again, spreading the field with Dixon out wide to the right, out of the shotgun. Keyshaw, the quarterback, gives it to Rosiski. Bounces off one man, now has some room. 35, 40, 35, good cutback, 30, right sideline, 20, and he's going to take it all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Riley Rosiski. 47, 48 yards for Riley Rosiski. Well, they must have figured something out on the sideline over there, because Pleasanton looked a lot better on those two plays than they did on the first series. And now Coach Ricky Westland, just a minute after seeing his team fall behind, has a chance to take the lead. Two plays, 55-yard drive. Pleasanton going to go for two. They haven't always gone for two. If they've got a kicker, they'll do it. But Tyce Westland is under center. Slot right is going to be Dixon. With Rosiski in the backfield, they'll give it to Riley, and he is going to give it. No, excuse me, Westland's going to keep it. He follows Rosiski. He stretches it over the end line, and he's in there. So the two-point run is good by Tyce Westland, and that gives the first lead for Pleasanton of the season right here. With 4:19 to go in the first quarter of play, Pleasanton 8 and Axtell 7. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 48-yard run by Riley Rosiski. 5 points bank, the better bank in Kearney.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
That was a really, really nice run by Riley Roziski. It was second down and short. He was trying to get the first down, starts over the left side, then breaks off one man, runs over another block, comes all the way to the right side. He still had a couple of guys downfield blocking for him. They sealed it up, and then he got to the corner with about 25 yards to go and, of course, won the foot race into the end zone. So ready to boot it away is going to be Grady Chandler, just like he did to start the football game. He put it into the end zone, and this one here is also going to go into the end zone. It actually bounced at the 3-yard line, but Dustin Klingsporn was over towards his left hash. The ball went to his right. He couldn't get there in time. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 15-yard line for Axtell. 8-7 your score. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits Power 99. Don't forget the end of every Friday night of football. It's the Ruts and Rivals scoreboard show. Jeff Babel and company will have highlights of all of our radio games, scores from around the area and the state as you're on your way home from Friday night football. So Axtell now gets another shot at the offense. Dan Berg, a quarterback draw, breaks a tackle in the backfield, now has room. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. They're chasing him. They're grabbing him. They're pulling him down at the 32-yard line. It took a long time before Connor Hand could go run him down. But a big, big run on the quarterback draw by Tyler Danberg.
Danberg brought down by Bailey and Hand.
33 yards by Danberg. And he now has 53 yards so far on 6 carries. First down and 10, Axtell, trailing 8-7 with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Staying out of that shotgun, quarterback draw again, starting left, going right. There's nowhere to go, and this time they get Danberg behind the line of scrimmage. Caleb Riesland along with Connor Hander there. Going to be a loss of a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 11 here for the Axtell Wildcats. Last year, it was a close first half, and then Pleasanton had a big third quarter. Axtell trying to come back, used the defensive fumble recovery, cut it to 5, but couldn't come all the way back, and Pleasanton won it 41-36. Ironically, that was also week 2 last year. Second down and 11. Danberg wants to throw. 2 blocking backs. He'll throw it out here in the flat, and again, it is in and out of the hands of Aaron Skaggs. He actually caught it, but then Tyce Westland was able to knock it out of his hands. That was a play that they had completed earlier in the contest, and Skaggs is down. He came down awkwardly, and that's going to be an incomplete pass, but it was well thrown by Tyler Danberg, and we have an injury here on the field. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. The trainer is out there taking a look at the sophomore tight end, Aaron Skaggs. It just looks like he came down awkwardly. Now, is it a leg? Did he cramp? I don't think it is, but looks like the trainer is working on the right ankle, right leg. Be nice if it is only a cramp. A lot of that here in the first 2 weeks. While we have this injury timeout, we'll take a break. 3:14 to go in the first quarter. Pleasanton 8, Axtell 7.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales, and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Well, they do get Aaron Skaggs up, and he actually takes the last few steps off the field on his own. So they'll keep him over on the sidelines there for a little bit, but just by the way he's going off the field, I'm guessing he'll be back. So that's a good thing. Third down now and 11. Axtell at the Pleasanton 32. They'll hand it to Klingsporn off the right side. Lowers his shoulder. Big collision in the middle of the line there with Jackson Keyshaw, and that will send both of the young men to the turf. The run will get him to the 26-yard line, a gain of about 6 on the play. So that'll bring up 4th down and 5. And, of course, where Axtell is on the field, they'll go for it. So far, Coach Marsh, in passing situations, has not been afraid to run the ball. They'll spread it out here with twins left, Bertrand, and in the slot is going to be Kring. Out of the shotgun, Danberg on 4th down and a long 5. Little swing pass, wide receiver screen. Bertrand makes the first man miss. That's the key down the sidelines. He's going to score.
Boy, that play just never seems to work because the defensive back makes the tackle. But that time, a 26-yard wide receiver screen to Lane Bertrand, and Axtell is in the end zone for the second time tonight, and that was all Lane. He made the first man miss who was in the backfield and then just turned it on and ran by three other Pleasanton Bulldogs in pursuit. 2:31 now to go here in the first quarter. Our 5 points bank touchdown, the third here of the first quarter of play. Now trying the extra point. The last one barely got over Brennan Runge because of a bad snap. This one's a high snap. They get it down, and it's smushed. Rosseski comes through, and he blocked it almost before it was kicked. So the PAT is no good with 2:31 to go first quarter. Axtell 13, Pleasanton 8 on Classic Hits, Power 99.
Jamie Mattson, your local Pioneer team, is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. So see Jamie Mattson, your Pioneer seed dealer, with you from the word go.
For many people, August, September, and October are the best months for boating. The lake water is warm, the fish are biting, and the water levels are up. But what would make boating even better would be a weekend of boating on Buzz's Marine. Head to Buzz's Marine today to get all the details. And while you're there, check out Buzz's huge inventory of new and pre-owned boats. Factory rebates and low APR financing are available. That's Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney, and online at buzzesmarine.com.
And the boot is away by Axtell, sailing into the end zone, and so we will have another touchback here as we get ready for Pleasanton to get back on the football field. Now they trail by a score of 13-8. Taking a look at some other scores, and we'd love to have you help us out, 646-0506. You can text or call or on Twitter, hashtag NEBPreps. Lincoln High and Grand Island now 7-7. Kearney, after not scoring last week, has put two touchdowns up in the first quarter, and they lead Lincoln North Star 14-0. Northwest leads McCook 14-0 at McCook. First and 10 at the 15, and the ball goes right through Keyshaw's hands back there. He picks it up with the 2, tries to get some yardage forward, and he's going to get to the 3-yard line. That's the second time, but that was on the quarterback because it was a good snap, and Jackson Keyshaw was running before he got it, and Pleasanton puts themselves in a big hole. That's going to be a loss of 12 on the play back to the 3-yard line. So two snaps, 27 negative yards. And they need to get all the way out to the 25. So second and 22 here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And it looks like they're going to go back to putting Westland under center. I formation, see what they might be able to get here on just a power run. Westland, long count, takes the snap. Going to keep it himself, try to go with a little belly option there, but his fullback got up in it immediately, and then they ran him right into Westland, and he falls forward. And because Tice is a little bit longer and taller at 6'2", he's able to stretch the ball to the 5-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 and bring up third down and 20. At their own 5-yard line, 13-8, Axtell with the lead here, late in quarter number one. And Pleasanton not getting the play called in. I think we're going to get a timeout here from Coach Ricky Westland on third and long, trying to decide whether they want to take a shot or just run it. So our first timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, specializing in you since 1994, located where you need us. ENT Physicians, 13-8. Axtell has the lead here on Power 99.
Aurora Cooperative is excited to announce their Go Green with E15 Summer of Ethanol promotions. To take advantage of these great offerings, fill up at your local A-stop with your locally grown, locally produced Aurora Cooperative E-blended gasoline. Higher blends of ethanol like E15 provide a cleaner burning, lower cost, higher octane brand of fuel for you and your family. To learn more about how you can take advantage of these amazing Aurora Cooperative Summer of Ethanol incentives, please visit auroracoop.com for more details. Tougher together, Aurora and you.
Other scores to bring to you right now. Kearney Catholic trailing number one Aurora 13-0 on ESPN 1460. Milford's on the board. They've tied Adams Central early in the second quarter, 7-7 on ESPN 1550. St. Cecilia Freeman still scoreless. Donovan Trumbull has scored first, and they lead Centura by a score of 7-0. Here it's 3rd and 20, Pleasanton at their own 5. They're going to put Rosiski in there as the Wildcat to take the snap. Low snap, picks it up at the goal line. Now just has to get out of the end zone. He's using his toughness. I don't know. I don't think he's going to get out. That's an interesting call by the officials. They're going to call it a safety. He had kind of battled his way across the goal line, and then Axtell kind of shoved him back, so his forward progress would have been stopped. That is a very interesting call either way, because Rosiski is so tough, he may have gotten away and was still fighting. I think the officials are going to discuss it here. Rosiski kind of got twisted around, and he is holding his neck right now. But they are going to call this a safety, and so the extra point that they missed, just like they went for 2, 15-8. Here with 58 seconds to go in quarter number one. So that's a free kick coming up. And a 7-point lead for the Axtell Wildcats, and they will get the football. Injury timeout. Boy, you've already got Pulaski gone for the year. Rosiski's hobbling over here. He doesn't look like he's very comfortable right now. He finally takes the helmet off, but he still looks like maybe something up there in his neck or shoulder, and he just got his head up like he doesn't want to move it at all. Trainer Johnny Ullman trying to work with him, and boy, the chiropractor would have a little work with that one probably, but let's hopefully get Riley back into this football game, and hopefully he's okay. So now they'll put it on a tee. You can kick off or punt. Pleasanton is elected to put it on the tee here with Grady Chandler. He's got a pretty good leg on him. This time it looks like they're going to put Danberg back to receive this. Let's double check. And he will be standing at his 20. Free kick from the 15-yard line. And a good high kick, backing up. That's actually Skaggs back in the ballgame, takes it at the 15, heads from left to right, now cuts back and reverses field, 25, and he'll be hit at the 28 and brought down there by Broderick Pates. So Pates in on the special teams to make the tackle, and Axtell will get the football off the free kick at their own 29-yard line, leading it 15-8 here in this Fort Kearney Conference battle. Of course, it's a non-district game, but they see a lot of each other throughout the year, so why not play it out here tonight? Beautiful night, little muggy, no wind helping the folks out here. First down and 10 as the sun starts to set over the football field here, and we have a few shadows. Danberg out of the shotgun. Quarterback draw right side, breaks one tackle, breaks another, into the secondary, 35-40, into Pleasanton territory. He'll get to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 16, and Tyler Danberg now starting to find the holes on that football field.
Danberg on the carry, brought down by.
And it is first down and 10, Axtell in Bulldog territory just like that, and Pleasanton's got to be careful here. Momentum might switch in a hurry, but Pleasanton shot themselves in the foot with a couple of bad, well, a bad snap and then one that went right through their hands. 15 and 12-yard losses, and that 12-yard loss ended up giving them a safety. On a counter, they'll give it to Klingspor, and he'll try the right side and get nothing. He'll be brought down right at the original line of scrimmage. T.J. Bailey in on the tackle, and that will be the final play of the first quarter. Week 2, Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits, Power 99, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Rockville, and Keene. Your score after one, it is Axtell 15 and Pleasanton 8.
In the arena of high school athletics, radio broadcasts are especially coveted. The elite team for Platte River Preps post their award-winning content to PlatteRiverPreps.com. These are your stories.
Eclipse Hair Salon would like to say good luck to all the Axtell High School athletes in this week's competition. Call Karen or Hannah Kring or any of the other stylists at 236-9860 for all your family's hair care needs. Eclipse, across from Dairy Queen in Kearney.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Purina feeds, only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
First quarter is in the books. The scoring summary, Tyler Danbury, a two-yard run to cap a 35-yard drive after an errant snap on fourth down cost Pleasanton 15 yards. Instead of the punt, they went backwards. Then a 48-yard run two plays later by Riley Rosiski made it 8-7. Pleasanton got the two-point conversion, a 26-yard pass from Danberg to Bertrand on fourth and five made it 13-8, and then the safety a minute ago makes it 15-8, Axtell, and they have the ball to start the second quarter, second down and 10 at the Pleasanton 35-yard line, and a little confusion here. It looked like they wanted a quick snap quarterback sneak, and the center didn't get the ball to Danberg in time, so we have our first accepted penalty of the football game, an illegal motion on Axtell. Had one flag earlier for a hold, which was declined, and then Pleasanton snapped it over their quarterback's head, so it worked out well for Axtell. Now the ball spotted squarely at midfield, of course the 40-yard line when you're talking eight-man football. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Cassley Sloan, glad to have her along with us. On second down, 15, back to pass Danberg, max protection. There's that little floater for Bertrand. It's worked the third time, and it is complete. Dixon makes the tackle, but not until he gets to the 18-yard line, a gain of 22. Danberg has now completed three of six passes, and every completion has been for 17 or more yards. And all they do is keep both backs in to protect. They drag that tight end from right to left. It's one-on-one coverage. One time, Tice Westland knocked it away, and three other times it's been complete, and it's snapped over Danberg's head. A race for the football, and Danberg does the smart thing. He knew that Pleasanton was coming, so he just falls on it at the 35-yard line. Maybe it's a little sweaty out there trying to get that ball snapped, but that is a big loss on the play from the 18 all the way back, maybe the 19 to the 35, 34, a loss of 15. That just kills anything you wanted to do. Second and 25. They need to get inside the 10, and they're at the 34. Kring in motion. Fake the jet sweep. Wheel route out of the backfield. Oh, my goodness, the ball is caught. And down the right side, Klingsporn, touchdown. Now, there is a flag, but it's going to be for defensive pass interference. And Danberg got lit up by Rosiski when he threw it. But they get up, talk, everything's good. And this is going to go down as a 34-yard touchdown pass. I am just sure this is going to be defensive pass interference. And it is defensive pass interference declined. A touchdown. 5 points bank touchdown here for the Axtell Wildcats with 10:57 to go in quarter number one. A 34-yard touchdown pass from Danberg on the wheel route to Dustin Klingsporn. And they will line up to go for two this time, even though they don't necessarily need to do that. They're up by 13. That safety helped them out. But maybe they're just seeing that Pleasanton's going for two, so they will. And they'll hand it off to Kring, lowers his shoulder right in the middle of the line and runs into four red and white jerseys. He will not get in. Conversion run is no good, and with 10:57 to go in the first half, it is now Axtell 21, Pleasanton 8. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Power 99.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Tyler Danberg is already thrown for 117 yards and two touchdowns here in the first half. Good news is that Rosiski is back in after tweaking his neck, and the kick is away. Low line driver bounces at the 10. It's going to be picked up there at the 8-yard line by Seth Eckel, up to the 15, the 20, and into the dog pile at the 23, 24-yard line. And that's where the Bulldogs will start. Let's see if they can find their offense. They've had one big offensive play, and it was the 48-yard touchdown by Riley Rosiski, a great run that he had made. But Axtell, the way they played defense against Loomis in the second half last week and the way they've started here tonight, looking really good. Rosiski comes out, Tyce Westland comes out, so that usually means they'll go conventional here. We've already seen about three different formations from the Pleasanton offense. A lot of formations from Axtell, but they all involve Danberg at the quarterback. Dixon is the wing to the left. It's going to be a quarterback run that way. Westland finds some room, gets to the 30, and then he's stood up and gang tackled at the 31, 32-yard line. He's going to get about seven on the play. And it's going to be second down and three. Again, such a tall frame there that he got hit pretty hard down around the thigh pads but didn't go down. And now limping off the football field, and might just be a leg cramp here, is Nick Pearson, one of the defensive linemen. So now the freshman, Brendan Runge, comes in. On second down and three, ball at their own 31-yard line. 21-8 Axtell, still 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Westland sets him down, Dixon wing to the right, Rosiski the lone back. They're going to run the same play, but they'll run it to the right side this time, and this time Westland nowhere to go. They swarmed him. Coming in there is Caleb Simp to lead the way for Axtell, and a loss of a yard on the play that time for Westland, and it's going to be third down, manageable. It'll be third down at about four. They need to get to their own 35-yard line to keep this drive alive, and more importantly, to keep their offense out on the field, because Axtell's been getting the better of that. And they also need to make sure they get a good, clean snap here. As they line up on third and four, Westland under center, Dixon wing right. No wide receivers. They'll send him in motion, hand it to Rosiski, and he got hit right away. They blew up the left end, coming down low and making the tackle. Lane Bertrand and Caleb Simp won the battle at the line of scrimmage that time, and Riley got nothing. And it's going to be fourth down, and they hustle up to the line. They do go in punt formation here. Jackson Keyshaw, the punter. Axtell doesn't necessarily believe this. They do send a man back. Low snap bounces to him. The rush is coming, but he gets it away. And considering the situation, that's a great punt. It bounces straight up in the air at the 18-yard line and goes back to about the 16, and it will die right there. A 33-yard punt coming off a bad snap that time. And Pleasanton has to boot it away. Now they've got to find a way to make a stop. Axtell leading it by a score of 21-8 with 8:50 to go here in quarter number two. Going to our scoreboard, Grand Island leading Lincoln High 14-7 in the second quarter. Kearney leading North Star 21-0, and they are still in the first quarter. And Aurora leading Kearney Catholic 20-0 in the second. Shotgun snap, Danberg. He puts it in the belly of Klingsborn, then takes it back and wrecking it, actually tackling both of them, is Connor Hand. It didn't really matter who had the football there. Connor Hand, like a bowling ball, went right between the pins and knocked them both down. Gain of about a half yard. We're officially going to call it no gain for Danberg, who has 68 yards rushing now on 9 attempts, including a touchdown. He's also thrown two touchdown passes. Jet sweep Kring around the right side. He's going to be hit out of bounds after a short gain. Just short of the 20-yard line, it looks like, is where they're going to say he stepped out. Maybe a gain of two. It's going to be third down and 8 yards to go. Thought maybe we'd see a little bit more of Creighton Kring, and maybe Pleasanton has shown that they're going to try and take that away. So Dean Marsh and company over there using him as a decoy. Axtell's been very good at converting third and long. Now it's third and eight at their own 19-yard line. Quarterback keeper on the right side, Danberg by one, by two. He's going to get across the 25-yard line, and it all depends on the spot. I think he's going to be about a half yard short. Oh, that's a pretty good spot. That's a pretty good spot for old Tyler Danberg. And our referee eyes the chains, and he is going to bring him in. So Danberg, with that second effort, might be just good enough. Pleasanton just one first down here so far in the ball game. Here comes the chain gang bringing out the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home. And our first chain pull out of the night says first down. So the Wildcats unofficially with their eighth first down. Let's take a look at some other scores right now. Minden and Broken Bow scoreless in the second quarter. SCOTUS leads Central City 7-0 in the first. Gothenburg leads Cozad 14-0 in the second. Holdridge and Fillmore Central scoreless in the second. Milford and Adams Central 14-14 in the second. St. Cecilia and Freeman scoreless in the second. Wood River beat Bridgeport this afternoon 16-0. Arcadia Loup City over Shelton by a score of 48-6. On first down, back to pass, Danberg down the left sideline, and another great pass complete at the 40, the 35-30, and bringing down Creighton Kring inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. A 27-yard completion from the junior quarterback, Tyler Danberg, and when he give him time, and they usually do, he lays it right on the numbers. That time it was not the deep slant pattern or crossing pattern. They ran Kring out of the backfield. And he was able to lay it right on the numbers. It was pretty good coverage, but got some taller receivers over here for Axtell. And it's not just jump balls. First and 10 at the 28-yard line. This time Danberg on the quarterback draw. Hit in the backfield, and he will get back to the line of scrimmage. And that will be all. Riley Roziski in there to make the tackle. Coming up at the half, we'll be bringing you the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Look at the first half stats of our ball game. Scores from around the area. Again, if you've got a score of a ball game, we'd love to hear from you. 308-646-0506. Looking for an update on Ord, Boone Central, Newman Grove. Also Sandy Creek, Shelby Rising City, Amherst, Bertrand. Those are a few of the games that we could get a score on. Danberg in the pocket, throws it down the middle and wide open, catching it at the 6-yard line and being dropped by Dixon, who's going to be Lane Bertrand. It's first down and goal. 21 more yards. And Axtell, who would have thunk it? Danberg back there chucking the ball all over the football field. And they are 6 yards away from making it a 3-score game, already up 21-8. A little different than what we saw, or the fans saw, for Axtell last week. Pleasanton needs to come up with a defensive stop right here. Danberg out of the shotgun with his two running backs flanking him. They want a blitz. Danberg's going to roll to his left side, avoids one man, gets to the five, keeps his legs churning, but going sideways, only going to pick up one. So the ground has been a little bit tougher here the last couple of series for Danberg to cover, but he's getting it done through the air. 4 for 4 in this quarter. And he's got 114 yards through the air and a touchdown on those four completions. 22, 34, 27, 21. Second down and goal at the 5. No wideouts. And again, all the backs in the backfield. Danberg wants to throw. He's got Bertrand open. He catches it. Touchdown. Axtell. Lane Bertrand hauls in the 5-yard touchdown reception. That is his second of the night. 5:53 to go here in the first half, and it's Axtell 27, Pleasanton 8. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 5-yard pass from Danberg, his third of the night. And this one goes again to Bertrand. Lane was wide open as Pleasanton had sold out to cover the run, and Kessler Dixon knew as soon as he broke off the line, it was too late. Nothing he could do about it. They're going to go for 2 points again. And this time it'll be a quarterback keeper around the left side trying to follow his blockers as Danberg, but he's going to the pylon and he's going to be short. So the 2-point conversion run is no good. 5:53 remaining here in the first half of play. The Axtell Wildcats 27, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 8. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits, Power 99.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Axtell ready to kick it away after their fourth touchdown. This is returnable. Dixon picks it up off the bounce at the 8, 10, 15. Hole up the middle, 20, 25. He's going to be brought down just short of the 30-yard line. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs after a nice open field tackle from Dustin Klingspor. So getting the job done through the air right now, the Axtell Wildcats. And Tyler Danberg has been on the money the entire football game. Coming up, we'll talk more about it on our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Still 5:48 to go here in quarter number two. And Pleasanton needs to get something going. Out of the shotgun, they'll have Keyshaw as the quarterback. He'll hand it to Rosiski. Rosiski breaks one tackle, breaks two, stiff arm, 35-40. Into Axtell territory, breaks a third tackle, and now there's nobody left to get him. The second long touchdown run of the football game for Riley Rosiski. This one goes down 51 yards, along with a 48-yarder earlier tonight. He is just such a tough runner. You can't just arm tackle him, and he proved it right there. 106 yards on five carries and two touchdowns. And that gets Pleasanton right back on the board here with 5:38 to go in quarter number two. Just good, strong, tough run, and they know he's going to get that football. Now he's going to come off with a little bit of a limp again. The trainer right there to meet him when he comes to the side. Might be cramping up a little bit. And Pleasanton going to go for two. This time it'll be Jackson Keyshaw to take the low snap. He'll bring it straight ahead, follows Dixon, stretches, didn't get in. The two-point run is no good, so the conversions are failing, but we're starting to see the offense really pick itself up. Another 5 points bank touchdown, a 51-yard touchdown run, the second of the night for Riley Rosiski. And your score is now Axtell 27, Pleasanton 14 on Power 99.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want, made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear them up, Bulldogs.
Back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here at Pleasanton, a big thank you to not only the football coach but athletic director, Ricky Westland, Casey Loomis, and the entire crew here at Pleasanton for their hospitality. And just when it looked like things might be going the wrong way, big touchdown run by Rosiski, and now ready to boot it away again is Grady Chandler. High, deep kick. Klingsporn runs after it, but runs backwards and grabs it a half yard deep in the end zone. So once again, Axtell will start at their own 15-yard line. The UNK volleyball team playing again tonight, and they are a straight set winner over Midwestern State, 25-17, 25-9, and 25-20. They won both of their games today, and they'll play tomorrow against Santa Clara at 2 o'clock. Axtell back on offense, and they're a man short here for Pleasant, and they run him on late. Handoff here to Kring, left side, and he may go all the way. 35-40, 35-30, and down the sideline, Creighton Kring. Pleasanton tried to call the timeout too late, and Creighton Kring, 65 yards. In fact, the student manager was even out there trying to retrieve the tee that was still on the field, and he had to get out of the way so that he didn't get run over. Creighton Kring, 65 yards. That's what he was looking for. Pleasanton, they have two first downs, both on those long Rosiski runs for touchdowns. Axtell now with their 11th.
And we have had three touchdowns in 35 seconds. Lining up to go for two. And a quarterback draw. Danberg finds a hole, but he can't get there. Upended just short of the goal line. On the tackle is going to be number four, Seth Eckel, along with Jackson Keyshaw. So the run is no good. But another 5 points bank touchdown, back-to-back one-play drives for Axtell and Pleasanton. This time, Creighton Crane takes it in from 65 yards out, and it's 33-14. Axtell leading Pleasanton on Power 99.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Glad to have you along with us on this Friday night, high school Friday night football all season long, here and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Well, we put a lot of points on the board, and the clock has only moved about 30 seconds here with three touchdowns in the last 30 seconds. Let's see if the defense comes back and plays a little bit here as Runge will boot it away, take it at the six-yard line. And it's going to be Eckel again, back to the middle of the field, 15, 20, 25, 30. And Runge, the kicker, has to make the open field tackle at the 33-yard line. And that's where Pleasanton will take over. Special teams hustles off the field. And the offense gets the call from Coach Ricky Westland. They are working on Riley Rosiski over here, retaping his left ankle. And he is trying to use a little wet towel over his face to gain some comfort. Looks like he is not feeling the best right now. So the big man on the sideline, and Pleasanton will now turn to Kessler Dixon and Jackson Keyshaw in the backfield. They do have wide receivers each way. They do give it to Dixon. Dixon around the left side, finds a block, then turns up field, 35, 38-yard line. Short gain on the play, but enough to keep the offense moving in the right direction here for Pleasanton. That's going to be a gain of 4.5, we'll call it 5 yards here for Dixon. So second down and a long five. With Pleasanton trailing here at home, they led briefly 8-7. And now trail in this football game 33-14. Still a lot of time in the second quarter, 4:40 to go. And Keyshaw out of the shotgun. Gives it to Dixon around the right side. He's in trouble in the backfield. There is nowhere to go. There are three, now four Axtell Wildcats, and he lost every yard that he made on the previous run. That time, Axtell won the battle up front, and Dixon will give the five back, and it is third down and 10. Pleasanton has only attempted one pass so far in this football game, but Axtell has run so many more plays. And the only time Pleasanton has got a first down is on the two long touchdown runs from Rosiski. They'll go two wideouts, one right, one left again, and keep Keyshaw in the backfield as the quarterback. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff. He wants to throw down the middle, looking for Westland. It's off his fingertips, and then a collision and incomplete. There are actually two Pleasanton Bulldogs right next to each other on the crossing pattern. Dixon was about 2 yards underneath of Westland, and so both defensive backs were right there with him. And now 0 of 2 through the air for Pleasanton. And that brings up 4th and 10 at their own 34. And they really can't do anything but punt. Another short, quick series here. Dixon is the punter. And he will get it away. Another nice punt that is going to be backpedaled and taken at the 12-yard line by Crane up the left sideline to the 15. The 20 gets out to the 25-yard line. About a 35, 36-yard punt that time. And a return from the 12 to about the 26, a 14-yard return. And so it'll be first down and 10 here for Axtell. And a crucial portion of the football game here. You got a 19-point game. Axtell can really make themselves feel comfortable at halftime and think about pulling this one away early in the third quarter if they score here. Pleasanton needs to find a way to get a stop. Carter Klein, they put him in there on the defensive line as a freshman. First down and 10. Counterplay Klingsporn. Klingsporn, not much. He gets about a yard before he is brought down, and that is Keyshaw in on the tackle. Klingsporn, 4 carries, 8 yards. They haven't asked a whole lot, but he does have a touchdown reception out of a wheel route earlier in the football game. We'll recap it all on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So stay with us. Husker volleyball team playing right now on the Breeze 94.5. And we've got penalty flags before we can get the snap away. Looks like maybe they jumped on the defensive side of the ball. Cooper Dixon and company might have been bringing a blitz. A 5-yard offsides penalty, and that is the first penalty of the ball game on Pleasanton. But, of course, there's never a good time for one of those to occur. Nebraska leading Wake Forest in the first set 22-12 in Lincoln. Second down and 4. Fake the handoff. Danberg shovel pass incomplete to Aaron Skaggs. They tried to drag him right behind the line of scrimmage and then just shovel it off to him. A play you don't see very often. It didn't work, and that breaks a string of 6 complete straight complete passes for Danberg. He was 5 for 5 in this quarter for 2 touchdowns. He was 8 of 11 now in the ball game. Third down and 4. And another offsides. Oh, boy. Now that's a first down. The hard count by the experienced quarterback Danberg and back-to-back offsides penalties will give Axtell another first down and move the sticks up to the 38-yard line. 2:57 to go here in the first half. Axtell has all their timeouts remaining. So they've got plenty of time, and again, they've been scoring mostly on big plays. On first and 10, again, the hard count. Pleasanton stays that time. Now it just started to become a little bit of a game. See how many times they can hard count them off. They'll check the play down, looking to the sideline. Now they're ready to go. Quarterback Danberg follows his 2 lead blockers around the left end, gets to midfield, and then is going to be stacked up. Looks like they kept him in bounds and bent him over backwards after a gain of about 3. He just got into Axtell territory, trying to follow his blocks. 80 yards rushing for Danberg unofficially. 67 for Kring, but 65 of that came on 1 run. Five touchdowns on the board right now for the Axtell Wildcats, and they lead it 33-14 as we have 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Friday Night Football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, and our friends at Riverdale. Second down. Deep snap. They want to throw. Looking to release deep. There is Bertrand down the field. He catches it at the 15. Is drugged down to the 10 to the 9-yard line. A gain of 29 on the play. And that play keeps working over and over for Bertrand and the rest of his teammates. And it's first down and goal. You just get caught looking in the backfield. And Bertrand has run right by him. So first and goal at the 9. 33-14 Axtell. And Pleasanton, with that 3-man defensive front, goes 3-3-2 out of the shotgun with his running backs flanking him. And there's another hard count. And these youngsters from Pleasanton, now it's just, as we said, kind of a little bit of a game. It's a mind game. It's going to be the 3rd offside on this series against the Pleasanton defense, half the distance to the goal, and it'll mark him at the 5, just inside the 5 because they were at the 9. And Coach Dean Marsh giving the signal over on the sideline. There's not a lot of backups over there for Axtell this year. This is one of the smallest rosters they've ever had. Second and first and goal at the 5. Quarterback keeper around the left side, and Danberg will get to the corner and get into the end zone. Touchdown, Axtell. Tyler Danberg has 2 rushing touchdowns and 3 passing touchdowns, and Axtell is up 39-14 with 1:37 to go here in the first half. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 5-yard run by Tyler Danberg. They will line up, and they've been going for 2. Now they got a big enough lead. You could kick it, but the first one barely got over. The second one got blocked. And so 2-point conversion time. Danberg fakes the handoff, looks for Bertrand in the end zone, and a good pass and a good catch, and the 2-point conversion is actually good this time. So Danberg and Bertrand hook up again, this time on a two-point conversion. So it's now 41-14. Axtell, a huge second quarter as they lead Pleasanton here on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Eclipse Hair Salon would like to say good luck to all the Axtell High School athletes in this week's competition. Call Karen or Hannah Kring or any of the other stylists at 236-9860 for all your family's hair care needs. Eclipse, across from Dairy Queen in Kearney.
Timeless music for an ageless generation. Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. Worldwide at ClassicHits989.com.
Here is the kick away. Pleasanton backing up, making the catch and sliding down. Grady Chandler, who was backpedaling and his foot just gave out. And oh, what a bad break. Danberg leading the way for Axtell. And Pleasanton now just can't get a bounce to go their way. This ball will be marked at the 2-yard line. There was nothing he could do. He had to backpedal and catch it. He could have maybe hoped that it was going to bounce into the end zone, but it might have checked up on him. And his foot just gave out. And so now Pleasanton at their own 2-yard line. Well, this isn't the way Pleasanton wanted it to go. Maybe Grandma Eve will have to come in and talk to the crew here at halftime. She's probably got the best seat in the house. Maybe a little air conditioning going on in the car down there watching her Bulldogs here tonight. And great-grandson Tyce Westland under center is just going to turn and hand it off to the fullback, get what they can. Riley Roziski will take it out across the 6, out to the 7-yard line. That's actually pretty good for where they were. And they've got some time and 2 timeouts if they want to do something. That's going to be a gain of 4. Again, Riley has both touchdown runs here for Pleasanton. And Coach Ricky Westland is going to use a timeout. That'll be the second one, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. With your score 41-14, we're just going to go ahead and keep it here and update the scoreboard for you. PlatteRiverPreps.com scoreboard in the second quarter. Kearney 28, Lincoln North Star nothing. Grand Island 14, Lincoln High 7. Lexington 42, Schuyler nothing. Also in the second, Grand Island Northwest leading at McCook 21-7. York all over Blair 35-0. Aurora leads Kearney Catholic 26-7 in the second quarter on ESPN 1460. Minden and Broken Bow scoreless in the second quarter. Halftime, Gothenburg leads Cozad 14-0. Holdridge and Fillmore Central scoreless. Adams Central leads Milford 21-14, still in the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull at Centura, they lead it in the second quarter 14-7. Hershey leads Gibbon 7-6 at half. Shelby Rising City leads Sandy Creek at half 42-0. Freeman in the second quarter leads St. Cecilia 6-0. Sutton beat Wilbur Claytonia, or they lead them, 16-0. So out of the timeout, it is going to be second down and 6 at their own 6 here for Pleasanton. Out of the shotgun, they'll hand it to Roziski, then an inside handoff on the reverse to Dixon. Tries to make a man miss, does it to Tan, a little more dancing and all that to get out to the 11-yard line here for Kessler Dixon. A little rope-a-dope there. He's going to get 4 more. It'll be third down and 2. And Pleasanton now doesn't look like they're going to be in any hurry because they sure don't want to give the football back to Axtell with any time because Axtell has all their timeouts. Coach Marsh is content with not using a timeout here and forcing the Bulldog hand. 40 seconds, third down and 2 here for Pleasanton at their own 11-yard line, 10-yard line. Keyshaw takes the quarterback snap, gives it to Roziski, just tries to get the first down, and he does. As he gets up to the 14-yard line, a gain of 4. That's just the third first down of the half for Pleasanton. They will have to run one more play with 28 seconds, and they get the chain set here and roll it. Do you take a shot deep? 41-14. One timeout remaining. Coach Westland signals in the play. They'll send out wide to the left, Seth Eckel. Wide to the right, Dixon. 7 seconds. They better get it snapped or they won't even get the play off. And they're just going to give it to Riley, and Riley Rosiski gets a yard up to the 15-yard line, and that will bring us to halftime here tonight in Pleasanton. It was 13-8. Axtell had the lead. Now at the half, it's Axtell 41 and Pleasanton 14. So battling through a couple of injuries that kept some players out. Rosiski, boy, just looks like he's in all kinds of cramping pain. He got his neck hurt earlier, a slow walk from one end zone all the way to the other where the team meets. Both teams just stay on the field here at halftime. We have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up for a recap of the first half. We'll look back at what happened today up in Loup City, the first game of our doubleheader as Arcadia Loup City beat Shelton. We'll talk about that, look at the scores from around the area, and a whole lot more coming up on Classic Hits, Power 99, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. A big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to be here. Little kids doing their cheerleading here at halftime, so a good crowd, and all the phones and cameras are out. I don't even know. I'd have to look. Yeah, there's actually some cameras out there, so not just all phones as they get ready for their halftime performance. And we're ready for our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it's kind of the Tyler Danberg show right now. He has thrown for 3 touchdowns, and he has run for 2 more, and it is Axtell 41 and Pleasanton 14 here at the half. We'll take a look at the first half stats here in just a little bit, but let's right now run down the yes, little kids dancing to Miley Cyrus. I'm sorry, I just chuckled on the air while watching the start of this. I got a lot of kids out there for the town of Pleasanton. If all these kids go to school at Pleasanton, they're going to have to be bumped up to 11-man pretty soon, at least Class C. So let's take a look at the scores that we had for you. Here's where we're at. Halftime, Kearney High, after being annihilated by Grand Island last week, doing the annihilating tonight. They lead Lincoln North Star at the half 42-0. Lincoln High and Grand Island, a top 10 battle in A, are tied at 14. They are also at the half. In Class B at the half, it is Lexington 49, Schuyler nothing, Grand Island Northwest 21, McCook 7, York 35, Blair nothing. And in the first quarter, Scottsbluff now leads Hastings by a score of 14-0. In Class C1, as they are late in the second quarter, Aurora 26, Kearney Catholic 7 on ESPN 1460. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central leads Milford 21-14 in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, Minden and Broken Bow scoreless. Looking for an update on SCOTUS Central City. SCOTUS scored first there 7-0. And also would like an update on Ord Boone Central Newman Grove. You can give us a call or a text, 646 0506. Halftime in C1, Fillmore Central and Holdridge are scoreless. Gothenburg leads Cozad by a score of 14-0. In Class C2, halftime scores, Donovan Trumbull 14, Centura 7, Hershey 7, Gibbons 6, Freeman 6, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing, Shelby Rising City 42, Sandy Creek nothing, Grand Island Central Catholic 40, Superior nothing, Sutton 32, Wilbur Claytonia nothing, all at the half. In the second quarter, Southern Valley, who had been 0-8 last year, won the last game against Sandy Creek last year, won the first game this year against Sandy Creek. They lead St. Paul in the second quarter 28-6. And a final from earlier today, Wood River was a winner over Bridgeport 16-0. Also earlier today, Arcadia Loup City, in a game you heard right here on Classic Hits Power 99, was able to take care of business against Shelton by a score of 48-6. It was a good day for Caden Kusick, most of it in the first quarter. He had 19 carries, 126 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Quarterback Jaden Jones threw for 2 touchdowns and or ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for another 398 yards for Arcadia Loup City. Shelton's only score came on a 4-yard run from Sterling Wright. So both teams now 1-1. Arcadia Loup City won it by a score of 48-6. Halftime scores in D1. It is Amherst 14, Bertrand 8, South Loup 20, Hemingford nothing, Brooding Davenport Shickley 24, Elmwood Murdoch nothing. In the second quarter, it is Cambridge 18, Ravenna 12, and Arapaho 16, Elm Creek nothing. In D2 last night, Fall City Sacred Heart beat Lawrence Nelson 34-12, career win number 300 for Irish coach Doug Goltz. Halftime scores, Loomis 34, Franklin nothing, Kennesaw 18, Overton 6. In the second quarter, Central Valley leads Giltner 38-14, and Diller Odell leads Blue Hill 38-0. In six-man football, finals today, Red Cloud over Lewiston, 39-20. Maywood Hayes Center over Silver Lake, 70-12 at the half. Wilcox Hildreth leads Deschler, 48-20. And McCool Junction leads Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, 42-0. In the second quarter, Spalding Academy over Hartman Lutheran, 15-7. Again, our score here at the half, Axtell 41 and Pleasanton 14. Back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Well, as we go into the Labor Day weekend, there is still plenty of sports coverage that we have for you. A college football triple header tomorrow on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Florida Atlantic will start off with Oklahoma at 11 a.m. So Lane Kiffin against the Sooners, playing without Baker Mayfield now at 2:30. Washington and Auburn playing down in Atlanta. And then the late game tomorrow, defending national champ Alabama and Louisville will play at 7 o'clock. On Saturday night, we will have Miami and LSU in a top 25 matchup. And on Sunday, an ACC top 25 matchup, Florida State taking on Virginia Tech. So college football all weekend long. And then on Thursday night, the start of the NFL, the world champion Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Atlanta Falcons. And we'll have that for you next Thursday night. College and NFL football joining our high school football all year long on ESPN. And, of course, we will also have high school football classic hits, Power 99, where you're listening now. The Breeze, 94.5, 1230 KHAS. The Breeze tonight covering Nebraska volleyball. The Huskers winning the first set from Wake Forest tonight, 25-14. They lead the second set 13-5. UNK won both of their matches today at the Fall Classic at the Health and Sports Center in straight sets, 25-21, 12-12 against South Dakota Mines. Then tonight against Midwestern State, 25-17, 9-20. They will play again tomorrow at noon and at 6. And boy, the Battle of the Sisters didn't take very long tonight. Serena Williams mauls her sister Venus 6-1, 6-2 to advance to the fourth round at the U.S. Tennis Open in New York. Husker football tomorrow, pregame at 2 o'clock on the Breeze 94.5. Kickoff just after 7. The television coverage is on Fox, the beginning of the Scott Frost era. Also, Hastings College down in Oklahoma to take on Panhandle State University. That is tomorrow night at 6, pregame at 5 on 1230 AM KHAS. And, of course, last night, a big win for UNK, 45-0 over Missouri Southern. They had the fifth highest rushing total in school history, and it was their first shutout in 10 years. The Lopers go to Central Oklahoma on Thursday night for second-year coach Josh Lynn. As far as soccer, UNK playing this afternoon. They'll play again at home on Sunday. Hastings College, the women begin their season tonight. The men have another game on the road tomorrow. And that's what we've got for the Huskers, the Broncos, the Lopers, and on the local scene. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats as Axtell leads Pleasanton 41-14.
The doctors at ENT Physicians of Kearney are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, and head and neck disorders in patients of all ages. We have proudly provided Kearney and the surrounding areas with ENT and audiology services since 1994. We're excited to introduce full-time allergy services for both adults and children. We strive to provide the highest quality care here in Kearney and at 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Make an appointment today with Dr. Connolly, Dr. Owen, or myself, Dr. Johnson, here at ENT Physicians of Kearney, and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Let's take a look now at our unofficial first half stats, starting with the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Riley Rosiski leads the way with 8 carries, 115 yards, and 2 touchdowns, but 99 of the 115 are on those 2 touchdown runs, and that's about all Pleasanton has had tonight. Kessler Dixon, 4 carries, 4 yards. Tyce Westland, 3 carries for 8 yards. Jackson Keyshaw, on a fumble, lost 12 yards, and then they had a high snap where they lost 15. So officially 17 carries for 100 yards. Each quarterback, Westland and Keyshaw, has thrown it once, and neither has completed their pass. So nothing through the air, 100 yards on the ground, 3 first downs is all Pleasanton could manage in the first half, 2 punts averaging 34.5 yards, 3 penalties. They were all offsides on the same series, with a hard count there from Danberg for 15 yards. And that's a look at Pleasanton's numbers in the first half. For Axtell, Creighton Kring, 6 carries, 67 yards and a touchdown. That was a 65-yard touchdown run. Dustin Klingsporn, 4 carries, 8 yards. And then the rest of the offense coming from the hands and the arm and the feet of Tyler Danberg. Danberg has run it 14 times for 85 yards. And he has got 2 touchdowns on the ground. He has also thrown 3 touchdown passes here in the football game. He is 9 of 12 and has not thrown a single interception. We'll give you the complete totals when we return.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get ready to rumble!
They
try. Mazur up the middle. He's got a big hole. 35, 40, cuts outside. If he's got the speed, he can go. 40, 30. Miko Mazur has put this football game away.
Here's a quick middle. Wilman blocked. Ace block. Shundock.
Blue Hills headed to state. Touchdown. John Rouse from 42 yards away.
Don't miss any of the action at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Finishing up those numbers for Tyler Danberg, 14 carries, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, 9 of 12, no interceptions, 3 touchdowns, and 199 yards through the air. So far in this football game, it's been very impressive. Axtell, 25 rushing attempts, 145 yards, 199 through the air, 344 yards on an 80-yard field here in the first half. For Axtell, they did have the one fumble that they lost at their own 30-yard line, and then they had one motion penalty. It was all for 5 yards. So they have really cleaned things up from the first half last week against Loomis, and have played 4 solid quarters. Second half last week, first half today. Now they don't want to invert it and go back to what they were, and they lead it here by a score of 41-14 over the Pleasanton Bulldogs at the half. As we take a look at what's coming up next week, Pleasanton will not get any easier. They go on the road the next 2 weeks to play at Kennesaw and at Overton. Kennesaw and Overton playing tonight. It's 18-6 Kennesaw at the half. Their next home game comes up a month from now, September the 28th, because they have a bye in between Kennesaw and Omaha. So they're not back home until the 28th when they play Elwood, followed by Loomis. Then they go on the road to Anselmo Myrna and Bertrand for Axtell. 3 of their first 4 games are at home. This is the only road one. They are at home next week against Elwood. Then they get a bye, and then they host Kennesaw on the 21st. They go to Franklin. They host Giltner in their home finale on October 5th and finish the season at state-rated Lawrence Nelson and defending state runner-up Blue Hill. Right now, 41-14 in favor of Axtell, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 41-14 Axtell, the second half is next.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Cassie Sloan, ready to get this second half underway. And we will take a look at the field conditions brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Impact Partners and Pioneer Seed, science with service, delivering success. The kick is on the way, and it's going to be fielded here by Dixon, who will bring it out for Pleasanton to the 15, to the 20, and get upended there at around the 21-yard line. And so Dixon bringing it back out to set up first down and 10 to start this third quarter of play for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, who need to get some offense going, trailing in this football game by a score of 41-14. But they've got the capabilities. Let's see what Coach Westland and the gang drew up here at halftime, and they will hand it off on the first play, keep it back in the quarterback's hands, and around the left side for the first time. Here he goes, Jackson Keyshaw down the left sideline, 40, 30, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds as he gets to the 20-yard line. Beautiful run that time, something that they really hadn't done a lot of. 19, 39 yards for Jackson Keyshaw on his first run of the football game, and Pleasanton, who only had 3 first downs in the first half, gets one on the very first snap of the third quarter of play, and sets them up in business here right at the 20-yard line of Axtell. Dixon splits out wide to the left, Echol to the right. In the backfield, Rosiski with Keyshaw. Send a man in motion, give it to Dixon on the jet sweep. He is hit in the backfield, and Danberg has him by the jersey and drops him for a big loss, and that's kind of the way this game has went. Something positive followed by a loss, and that's happened on both sides. We've seen a couple of touchdowns come off plays following big losses for Axtell, and here is a loss of 6 yards on the play for Dixon. And that'll bring up second down and 16, the ball at the Axtell 26-yard line. Tyce Westland back in. Looks like they will use him as an end now for a while. Outside of that quarterback role, Jackson Keyshaw stays as the quarterback. Snap to him. Westland releases down the field. They throw it to him. Some contact. The ball batted away. He was hoping for a flag. Didn't get it. Tyce might have actually left a little early, so that's kind of a 50-50 ball. He knew that he was going to get the ball thrown to him. And still no passing yards so far in this football game for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Third down and 16. Again, it's four down territory, so you either take that shot down the field twice or you see what you can get here on third. You need to get to the 11-yard line. Bulldogs hustle up over the football. Caleb Riesland gets set at the right offensive guard. They will hand it off to Rosiski, trying to follow blocks to the left side. There are three Axtell Wildcats. He reverses his field. He needs a crackback block. He gets one from Keyshaw, but there's just too many Axtell Wildcats. Finally shoved out of bounds by Skaggs as he picks up about 3 yards to the 23-yard line. A lot of running there for Rosiski to pick up the 3 yards, but boy, they have him hemmed in. They're concentrating on him, and that's probably the big reason that Keyshaw had the big run on the first play. And it's going to be fourth down and 12 at the 23-yard line. Need to get just inside the 11. They'll put Dixon out wide to the left. Westland is the end of that side. Echol is wide to the right. Here comes Axtell. And there's the snap through the hands of the quarterback again. Keyshaw has it and then just runs forward. But they lose another 10 yards on the play. That has happened 3 times now. Not watching that snap go into the hands. And that has to be on Jackson Keyshaw that time, not a team fumble. It just goes right through him. So that negates what was a very good play on first down. And Axtell will take over at their own 31-yard line. Just underway, their first possession of the third quarter here on Classic Hits. They'll keep Danberg in the backfield. And there's a false start. Skaggs over here lost the count. That's just the second penalty on Axtell. That's always that lonely feeling. You're the only one moving, and you went, uh-oh, why is nobody chasing me? Why is nobody covering me? I'm open. So back him up 5. It'll be first down and 15. Again, Danberg accounting for almost 300 yards of offense himself in the first half, 199 through the air, 85 on the ground. Three wideouts. They'll put Kring in motion. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep, and now he got flags. And it's going to be motion again on Axtell. This is very reminiscent of our game this afternoon. Same refereeing crew. They didn't have a single penalty in the first half. Then we had about 2 or 3 flags right away in the third quarter. Then we didn't have much the rest of the way. So hopefully that's the case here. But it's first and 20 now for Axtell. Move them back just outside their own 20-yard line. They need to cross midfield for a first down. Klingsport in the backfield with Danberg. Kring in motion again. Fake the handoff. Danberg wants to throw it as far as he can down the right side for Bertrand, and it's going to be picked off by Tyce Westland, and then Bertrand can't bring him down, so up to the 25-30. Westland midfield, left sideline, and finally he'll be run down there and tackled by Creighton Kring. Boy, great job not only to pick the ball off by Tyce Westland, the first turnover through the air for Axtell, but it looked like Bertrand was going to be able to hold on to that leg as we're close to the rodeo grounds here in Pleasanton and just bring him down. But Tyce broke free and had a 28-yard return all the way to the Axtell 33-yard line. So great job there by the sophomore. Tyce Westland interception to the Axtell 33. And on first down, it looks like they want to go deep down the middle again. And it is overthrown. Just stumbling out of the backfield was Chris Phillips, his first action. He was open. The ball just overthrown. It was kind of a timing pattern, and Chris had just enough contact coming off the line that he wasn't in full stride. That play will be there later, but they need a couple of them right now. Pleasanton trailing 41-14, 10-21 to go here in the third quarter, and we've already seen plenty of action here in quarter number three. No scoring, just some back-and-forth plays, and Pleasanton facing second down and 10. Keyshaw out of the shotgun. They'll send Dixon in motion. Fake it. Quarterback draw up the middle. Keyshaw finds a hole. Gets a little bit of a seam inside the 30 to the 25. Almost lost the ball. Holds onto it. Gets down to the 23-yard line. And he's going to get about 9 on the play. It'll be third down and 1. Don't forget, at the end of every Friday night of football, it's the Ruts and Rivals Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Jeff Babel and the crew back at the Power 99 studios will give you the scores from all the games around the area, the state, recaps of our radio games, highlights, and a whole lot more. It's the Ruts and Rivals Friday Night Scoreboard Show following our game here on Classic Hits. And a timeout now going to be called by Pleasanton. The Bulldogs calling the first one here of the second half. So not off to a very quick start here on either team to begin the third quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. 9:47 to go in the third. Axtell 41 and Pleasanton 14.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
As we get back to action here, we'll take a look at our scoreboard. Grand Island leading Lincoln High 21-14, scoring first in the third quarter. And Kearney High at the half, leading Lincoln North Star 42-0. Third and one here for Pleasanton. They'll hand it off. Rosiski just uses his brute strength, runs into Klingsporn, and he wins the battle 3 yards the hard way. Gets it to the 21-yard line, but a first down now for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Keeps the drive alive with 9:39 to go here in the third quarter. 41-14, Axtell had a big, big quarter in the second from Danberg to take a 15-8 lead out to 41-14. First down and 10, Dixon splits out wide to the left, kind of staying with the same formation every time right now, with Keyshaw out of the shotgun, Rosiski flanking him, quarterback draw, Keyshaw finds a little bit of a seam, Danberg's there to get him first, Lane Bertrand able to bring him down after a short gain to the 18-yard line. Let's give 3 more yards there to Jackson and call it second down and 7. In Class B in the third quarter, York 35, Blair nothing. Northwest leads McCook 21-7. Lexington over Schuyler 49-0. Scott's Bluff has jumped out to a 21-0 lead out in the panhandle still in the first quarter on Hastings. Boone Central, Newman Grove trailing at Ord. The Chanticleers are up 28-13. In the second quarter, Aurora leading Kearney Catholic at the half 40-14. Boy, they're putting up points. 66 last week against Adams Central. Here on second down, it's going to be Westland on the option. Thought about a late pitch, but decides to stay on his feet. If he'd have pitched it, Dixon would have been standing out of bounds. And the sophomore Westland makes a nice run. They will mark him out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 5. And it's going to be third down and 2. This is really the first drive Pleasanton has had since the first quarter. The 2 touchdowns were 51 and 48 yards. They're moving the ball here, trying to keep it going. Third and 2 at the 13. Westland under center, gives it to Rosiski. Just a big fullback dive off the left side, and he's going to be very, very close. He's right at the first down marker. Did he get 2 yards, or did he get 2 yards and a quarter? Looks like where they marked it, he's going to be short. Yep, that's what they're going to say. So a gain of 2. He needed 2 and a quarter. It's going to be fourth down here. And Pleasanton hasn't exactly run a lot of short yardage power plays, but when they did, they gave it to Riley. So let's see if it's Rosiski again. Probably not time to get cute. You're down 41-14. Got to find a way to make sure and get the first down. And they're not on the same page as they break the huddle. I formation, maybe Westland is a sneak. Nope. Pitch play, Dixon following Rosiski, and he's got the first down inside the 10, stays on his feet to the 6, and then gets driven out after a first down. A gain of 5 over there for Dixon. And another first down here for Pleasanton as they continue to grind out. Three first downs on this drive. First and goal. Mark the ball at the 7-yard line. Will Rosiski get his third touchdown, or will someone else get their number called? Splitting out wide to left is T.J. Bailey. Keyshaw will take the snap. Here comes Axtell. Keyshaw going to hand it Rosiski, trying to sprint towards the right pylon. Has to stiff arm, and he breaks Skaggs' tackle, but he has to step out of bounds. He ran out of real estate. And Rosiski, boy, he is going to be a tired young man. I think he just cramped up again. Yeah, he says, I'm out. He's cramped up again. He can hardly even get back to the sidelines. They've got to put somebody in at the time they don't want to have to. It's a 2-yard gain for Riley. And this looks pretty bad. He actually looks just like a wood soldier trying to come down the sideline here. And coming in is Eckel. Well, Axtell has to know this is one of about two plays, Dixon and Keyshaw, on second down and goal at the 4. And they'll hand it to Dixon. He gets to the left side, breaks a tackle, stretches, and he's in there. Nice job of running by Kessler Dixon. He's going to have the 5-yard touchdown run, and Pleasanton has the first blood here in the second half. 41-20 the score. A 5 points bank touchdown from 5 yards out for Kessler Dixon. And they will line up to go for the 2-point conversion. Haven't had a ton of success either way tonight. Well, that completes the 33-yard drive after the Tice Westland interception and about 30-yard return. And on the 2-point conversion, right up the middle to Dixon. He stretches the football but does not get there. The tackle that time for Axtell is made by Tom Peterson, and the 2-point run is no good. So with 7:13 to go in the third quarter, Axtell 41, Pleasanton 20 here on Power 99.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Aurora Cooperative is excited to announce their Go Green with E15 Summer of Ethanol promotions. To take advantage of these great offerings, fill up at your local Ace Stop with your locally grown, locally produced Aurora Cooperative e-blended gasoline. Higher blends of ethanol like E15 provide a cleaner burning, lower cost, higher octane brand of fuel for you and your family. To learn more about how you can take advantage of these amazing Aurora Cooperative Summer of Ethanol incentives, please visit auroracoop.com for more details. Tougher together, Aurora and you.
Little delay in the action. The cramping is starting to affect both teams, and Pleasanton working on it on their sideline. In fact, there's enough cramping that the trainer, Johnny Holman, can't get to all of them. He's working on Riley Rosiski over here on the sideline, and another football player down after that 2-point conversion try, I believe. That might still be Dixon. I can't quite pick up the number after the run, but it is so muggy. And early on in the season, these teams are trying to stay healthy, but you don't want to run out of quality football players because of this. Sometimes they say, well, they're not in shape. Well, that's not always the case either. Sometimes, yes, but this is kind of a brutal night as far as steamy as it is. Nebraska volleyball playing on the breeze, 94.5, taking on Wake Forest tonight. And the Huskers have won the first two sets, 25-14, 25-11. They're up 4-0 in set number 3. College football going on tonight as well. Wisconsin and Michigan State both playing this evening, and we will take a look at some of those scores here for you as we move into this Friday night and have a little break of the action. So here we go as we pull that up for you, maybe. Well, it looks like we're ready to play football anyway, so we can get back to the scoreboard here in just a little bit. Michigan State being pushed. They lead Utah State 27-24 at the start of the fourth quarter. And after one, Wisconsin leads Western Kentucky by a score of 7-0. So those are your two Big Ten scores for right now. We're ready to kick it off after the touchdown run from Kessler Dixon, and this one will sail into the end zone. And Axtell will start first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line. There is a lot of football left to be played here. Remember how this game played out last year. Axtell got a big lead, and Pleasanton mounted a monster comeback, but the other way. Pleasanton got the big lead, and Axtell mounted the monster comeback but couldn't finish it. Let's see how things play down here tonight. Axtell really hasn't got into anything here in the second half. Been a long time since they've been able to do much. So quarterback Tyler Danberg, huge so far, but coming off an interception. Now let's see if Coach Marsh says, let's keep it on the ground and run this clock. We got a 21-point lead. I would think that would be the smart decision, and now we've got to delay a game. So Axtell with their third penalty here of quarter number three. Had a couple of false starts. Now they've got to delay a game. And that'll push the ball back to the 10-yard line. But you can even tell. We got the crowd mic up. It's really quiet. Not a sense of excitement around right now. Somebody needs a big play. Offensively or defensively. And Danberg out of the shotgun. Going to run it himself. Follow his two blocking backs. He's going to get a couple and be upended when he gets to about the 13-yard line. So a gain of three.
Danberg right now by Westland.
Westland in there on the tackle. Second down and 12, maybe 13, maybe 11. They'll give him another yard up to the 14-yard line. And they don't take a lot of time. Get right back up to the line of scrimmage. Again, out of the pistol with his running backs flanking him. Danberg waits. Now comes straight up the middle of the field. Kind of a delayed draw for the quarterback. And he'll get a couple as he crosses the 15. But here's a penalty flag. And a hold going to be called here on Axtell. You're looking at either third and 9, or it would be second and about 18 because of a half the distance to the goal line penalty. And Coach Westland says, yeah, go ahead and march it back. So a 7-yard holding penalty. Bring up second down and 18 back at the 7.5, 8-yard line for Axtell. Could be Klingsporn time. They haven't had to use him much on the ground. He's your designated fullback. 6.5 to go here in the third. 41-20 Axtell. They want to throw. Danberg, that play that's worked for him. The deep slant, but that time it's underthrown, and it stops the clock and brings up third and long. But they have made so much money, yardage, a bulk of the 199 that they had in the first half was on that exact play. Echol on good coverage that time for Pleasanton, but the ball was underthrown. And that'll bring up third down and 18 yards to go. Axtell at their own 8-yard line. This time they'll send twins out to the right. Single coverage out here on Bertrand, Lane to the left. Kring in motion. Another penalty flag. Wheel route out here to Klingsport. He's wide open and he might score a touchdown, but it's coming back. 40, 30, 20. Touchdown as Tyce Westland coming from the other end cannot quite get there. This would be a 72-yard touchdown, but it doesn't look like the excitement factor is very high right now. That penalty flag came out on the snap. Let's find out. Even the referee doesn't look very happy as he comes back to the middle of the field. And that's exactly what it is, illegal procedure here against Axtell. And that wipes out a 72-yard touchdown. And back him up even further. It's going to be about a 4-yard penalty from the 8 to the 4. And bring up third down and 22. So it's getting sloppy right now. And that's somewhat understandable. But that's not what the coaches and the fans want to see. So do they chuck it deep again? Or do they run it, take their medicine, and punt? Axtell has not punted yet tonight. Danberg stands in his end zone with three wide receivers, twins left, single right. Nope, they're going to throw it. Pump fake in the end zone. He's got to get out of there. He's flushed to the 5 right sideline. Ankle tackled at the 9.
Good pursuit over there that time by the Bulldogs, and Bailey got the tackle. And we've got another player down with cramping. So this might be one of those that lasts well into the evening. It's going to be fourth down at about 15. A gain of from the 4 out to the 10. We'll say a gain of 6 that time for Tyler Danberg. Now 94 yards, but Axtell's going to have to punt for the first time in the game. Our cramps, our injury report, all brought to you by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. We talked earlier about our Impact Ag Partners field conditions. I'll tell you what, when the sun was shining, this field looked immaculate. And they played last week here. This was week 2. The field just looks amazing for a small community. Congratulations. Great job to all those that work on the field here at Pleasanton, because when you only get to play in front of your fans about 4 times, and that's varsity, you count all the other things that go on with JV and the younger kids, but boy, what a job they've done here. It looks beautiful. We'll take a break with your score, Axtell 41, Pleasanton 20, 6 minutes to go, third quarter.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear them up, Bulldogs.
We get up early to dice, simmer, fry, and mix. Nachos made from scratch with jalapenos, cilantro, and our homemade ranch dressing. Chicken ranch nachos in 3 flavors made fresh for our friends at Amigos.
All right, let's go.
Amigos Boneless Wings presents their starting snack packs. Number 16, garlic parmesan. Number 22, buffalo. Number 5, mango habanero. And number 81, sweet barbecue. And it's wings for the win at Amigos Kings Classic.
Now, I don't know how much more Pleasanton can ask out of Riley Rosiski. He is coming off the field again. They have been working on his cramps time and time again. I don't know how much more they can pour into the young man. They're doing their best, and he wants to play. He's a tough kid, but we got a quarter and a half left. They may get him worked out to come in later in the ball game. First punt of the contest for Axtell out of their own end zone. They lined up and ran it last time. This time, a good punt down the middle of the field, bounces at the 40, and then Echol decides not to pick it up. It just dies at the 33-yard line. So that is a 37-yard punt and no return. Good job there by the Wildcats. And now Pleasanton can make it interesting. There's all kinds of time left in this football game. They're down 3 scores. Now, kind of keep in mind, if they do get things going here and happen to score, they need to start finding a way to get those conversions in, whether they're kicking them or whether they're running them. Because 6 at a time is nice, but if you can't keep up, then you kind of feel like you're never going to catch up. So let's see what they do, keeping the shotgun Wildcat formation with Keyshaw. He brings it straight ahead across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 4, so Jackson getting a little bit more love here carrying the football in this third quarter. Rosiski out. It just really limits the options here. Pleasanton has 0 passing yards in this football game. They're 0-4 through the air. And Axtell really can kind of concentrate on what's coming. When they've overplayed or overpursued, though, that's when Pleasanton's busted them. Back to pass. Quick one over the middle and way over the head of Tice Westland that time. And again, I'll tell you what, Axtell, good coverage for knowing that you want to cover the run, cover the run, cover the run. Two guys in the pattern, Echol and Westland, and there were 4 bodies back there for Axtell in coverage, and the ball falls incomplete, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 5. Ball at their own 39-yard line. Pleasanton trailing at home 41-20. They're trying to avoid 0-2 after falling to Ansley Litchfield and a good comeback win in overtime last week at Loomis. Axtell trying to get to 2-0 after winning 2 total games last year. Keyshaw calls for it. This time it's a swing pass out to Dixon. He'll break a tackle in the backfield. He'll lower his shoulder to get across the midfield stripe, but he needed a couple of more. Now decision time for Coach Westland.
I'm not even sure we should call that a completed pass. It might have been behind the line of scrimmage, but we're going to say that it was a pass. And they're going to pick up 4 yards on it. And it's going to be fourth down and two. And you don't want to burn a timeout here, but that seems to be what Pleasanton's going to do instead of just getting the play in. And Pleasanton is now down to one timeout remaining in the game with 4:36 to go in the third quarter. A fourth and two Pleasanton at the Axtell 38. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. They're here. What you need is 41-20. Big play coming up for Pleasanton. They trail here on Power 99.
Whether you go to Kearney High,
we just got
to
be ready for whatever they show us and attack it the best we can.
Or a Huskies fan.
Aurora has scored four in a row to go up 23-22 in the third set.
Prefer the Vikings.
Rolls it across, the dig is made. Outside attack, termination, and Northwest win.
Are from Arcadia Loop City.
22-4 on the season. Now this is their first trip to state.
Or anywhere in between. You can find everything you need to follow your team at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, out of the timeout here, it appears that you're obviously going to go for it if you're Pleasanton, or you wouldn't have burned the timeout. Trying to get this a two-score game, 41-20, Axtell. It was 41-14 at the half. And Pleasanton facing fourth and two at the 38 of Axtell, and Tyce Westland is going to be under center. They'll put Dixon in the wing right on fourth and two. He'll take the snap. He wants to throw the football. Rolling right. Now he's going to tuck it up, and he is going to be hit at the first down marker. It's close. Bertrand was there along with Runge on the tackle, and where they marked it, I don't think he got it. But it is close enough that they are going to bring the chains in, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they will get you home, Kearney Towing and Repair. This is going to be close, but throwing out the prediction, I think he's about half of a football short. Let's find out. The fans will probably let you know. And Dude is wrong. And the Pleasanton fans are glad that he is. He got it by about an inch. Just enough as they brought the chains in from the other side. So good run by Westland, and he got just what his team needed to move the chains. First down and 10 at their 36 of Axtell. Rosiski still being attended to, but he's standing up now and drinking as much as he can over here. Echol to the right. They're looking to throw again. Keyshaw has time. Now over the middle, and it's over Echol, and then it deflects off Klingsporn. He can't find it. It hits the ground. Just a little bit behind Seth Echol that time, and it'll bring up second down and 10. You're listening to Friday Night Football here on PlatteRiverPreps.com and, of course, Classic Hits, 98.9, Power 99, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Axtell. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda here on this Friday night from Pleasanton. Second down and 10. Keyshaw hands it to Dixon. Stretch play left side. Nowhere to go. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he's dumped there by Bertrand. So last time Dixon took it in from 5 yards out, this time nowhere to go. And it'll be third down and 10 at the 36-yard line. So they converted fourth and two, but they have not been able to move the ball any farther down the field on the next two plays. Keyshaw running over to the sideline to get the play from head coach Ricky Westland. Again, not a breath of wind here tonight at Pleasanton. Highly unusual for the state of Nebraska. And the Bulldogs better hurry, or they're not going to get this playoff. Keyshaw calling for it. They do get the snap away. Here comes the blitz. It's a screen, and Dixon fell down and wasn't going to go anywhere even if he did catch it. So it is fourth down and 10 at the 36-yard line, and just where we were a handful of plays ago. You don't get it. You give Axtell great field position, but you probably don't feel like you can punt and pin them. I think discussion among the coaches about what they want to do, and oh my goodness, they are going to use their final timeout in the third quarter. So with fourth down and maybe the game on the line, they want to make sure they get the right play call. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. It's Axtell 41, Pleasanton 20. Fourth and 10, Pleasanton at the Axtell 36. 3:22 to go, third quarter when we return.
Ag Explorer International is providing the agriculture industry with the highest quality products at the best value, like NutriPak with its state-of-the-art chemistry. NutriPak increases growth activity in the four major parts of plant development: roots, stems, leaves, and fruit. If it is green and grows, NutriPak is a product for you. Contact Mid-Nebraska Chemical for a dealer in your area to get Synergize, NutriPak, and Endzone from Ag Explorer. 308-468-6206.
Timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, serving you since 1994. Pleasanton has just used their final timeout, fourth and 10 in the third quarter at the Axtell 36. Keyshaw in the shotgun, takes the snap. Here comes the three-man rush, throws over the middle deep, and it is over Echols' head and incomplete. A play they tried on first down, did not work on fourth down, and Axtell will take over on downs with a 21-point lead. Taking a look at what else is going on in high school football tonight, time to go to our Platte River Prep scoreboard. Lincoln High has made back-to-back scores to take a 27-21 lead over Grand Island in the third quarter. Just underway in the third, Aurora leads Kearney Catholic 40-14. In the fourth, Broken Bow leads Minden 20-14. Central City leads Columbus Scotus 21-7 in the third. Adams Central leads Milford 28-14 in the third. Out of the I formation now, Danberg turns, hands it to Kring, and he is going to run right into the middle of that Pleasanton line and get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe 1 yard on the play. I think this is pretty smart right here for Coach Marsh and his staff. You don't need anything fancy now. You need that clock to run. Put it in your big boys' hands. You can run counters. You can run draws. You can still take that shotgun snap. Follow the lead blockers, but keep it between the sidelines. And now they go back to that shotgun. Danberg, nope, they're going to throw. Crisscross the two wide receivers, throw underneath. It's complete to Bertrand at the 30, the 25, over Westland, who makes the tackle down at the 18-yard line. 26 yards, and that is actually the first completed pass of the second half for Axtell after Danberg threw for 199 yards and three touchdowns in the first half of play. So Axtell wants to get right after it. But we had an update. St. Paul leads Southern Valley 42-6. That score was flip-flopped earlier, so St. Paul, that sounds more like it, has the lead in the fourth quarter. Here's quarterback Reed to the right side. Danberg inside the 15, on his feet to the 10, still grinding. He's going to get down to about the 9, just short of the first down. A gain of 9 on the play. It'll be second down and 1. And that takes Danberg over 100 yards on the ground tonight. Over 200 in the air. 300 total yards for the junior quarterback, Tyler Danberg. And we still have 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Out of the shotgun again. Klingsporn to his left. Fakes the handoff. Wants to throw into the end zone. That one is off the mark. Trying to get it to the freshman, Runge. So that's going to bring up fourth down. Excuse me, third down and 1. So they tried to catch him off guard there a little bit. Not able to connect. It'll be third down and 1 yard here for the Wildcats at the 9-yard line of Pleasanton. Up 41-20. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Danberg straight ahead. Breaks one tackle, just trying to follow some blockers, but really no room. I think he might have enough for the first down. He got to the 3. And that's all he needed. So it'll be first down and goal here for Axtell at the 3-yard line of Pleasanton. Minute 35 and counting now as they move the chains. So it looked like maybe Pleasanton was going to get this cut to a 2-score game. Couldn't convert on their second fourth down of the drive. And now using the short field, a couple of nice plays, including a 26-yard pass reception. It's first and goal at the 3. Back to the I formation. Klingsporn, the fullback. Kring, the I back. Danberg takes the snap here, turns and gives it to Kring off the right side. Follows Klingsporn to about the 1. It'll be second down and goal. See how close to the end zone they put him. Yeah, we'll give him a gain of two. Second and goal at the one for Axtell. Trying to get one more score on the board. We've only had the one touchdown here in the third quarter. A five-yard Kessler-Dixon run, all 41 points in the first half for Axtell. Second and goal at the one. Now they use the pistol formation again. Danberg wants to throw to the end zone, and it is almost picked up. Oh, my goodness. Echol had it in his hands, and there would have been nobody for the next Danberg 80 yards. That's when the coaches look at each other and go, what were we thinking? Third and goal at the one. Tried to get another touchdown pass to Lane Bertrand, but it was nearly disastrous. They have not had a whole lot of problem just going forward. And as they run up to the line of scrimmage, the big center, Caleb Senf, sets them down. They're going to go out of that pistol again, third and goal at the one. This time Danberg just going to follow his blockers, and he's going to get into the end zone for another Axtell touchdown. Tyler Danberg, three rushing touchdowns, three throwing touchdowns, 47-20. Axtell with 35 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Another typical offensive showcase for an eight-man game. Took a little work that time, but Danberg takes it in. And they'll line up to go for the two-point conversion. Able to go 44 yards after a failed fourth down attempt by Pleasanton. Out of the shotgun again. Fake the handoff. Wheel looking for Klingsport in the end zone, and it's going to be batted away. The pass is incomplete. So 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It is 47-20. Axtell leading Pleasanton. Our 5 points bank touchdown. The sixth touchdown of the night, three through the air, the third on the ground for Tyler Danberg from 3 yards out.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specializing in you.
Looking for real solutions for your real situations? Then you should attend Aurora Cooperative's Owner's Acres Field Tours, September 5th and 6th. It's not just another field day. Interactive sessions on intercropping, tissue sampling, technology integration, and new product solutions will give you the keys to help unlock the yield potential for each of your farms. Attend Aurora Co-op's Owner's Acres Field Tours, September 5th and 6th. To learn more, visit auroracoop.com and click on events. Tougher together, Aurora and you.
Runge tees it up here for Axtell as we are down to 30 seconds to go in the third quarter of play, and he pounds it back into the end zone. Oh, they're going to say that it was just outside the end zone, so they'll take it at the one-yard line. The return that time by Chris Phillips across the 10, the 15, and he's going to be brought down at about the 18. Let's go back to the scoreboard. This time, let's start at six-man where Wilcox-Hildreth has beaten Deschler 56-20. Also, McCool Junction over Humphrey-Lindsay Holy Family 49-6, Maywood Hay Center over Silver Lake 70-12, Red Cloud over Lewiston 39-20 is the score there. Looking for an update on SEM and Harvard. If you've got one, 646-0506 in D2, Kennesaw 30, Overton 6 in the fourth, Loomis 54, Franklin 16 in the fourth, Medicine Valley 56, Elwood 12 in the fourth, also in the fourth, Dillow-Odell 58, Blue Hill 8. On first down, here is the quarterback handing it off to Dixon. Dixon will get across the 20-yard line for a short gain to about the 21. We'll give him a gain of 3, and that will finally bring the end to the third quarter as Dixon gets up there. We're going to stop it for the cram, but he gets up and is okay. In the third quarter, Central Valley was leading Giltner 46-20. In D1 action earlier today, Arcadia Loup City beat Shelton 48-6. South Loup goes out to Hemingford and wins 26-0 in the fourth quarter. Amherst leads Bertrand 22-14, and BDS over Elwood Murdoch 34-0. Halftime, last score, Cambridge led Ravenna 32-20, Arapahoe over Elm Creek 24-6. Kearney High and Grand Island in Class A. Kearney had a 42-0 lead over Lincoln North Star. We'll get an update on that for you. And Grand Island now leads Lincoln High in the third, 28-27. That's the end of the third quarter here in Pleasanton. The Bulldogs trailing at home to Axtell, 47-20.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Purina feeds, only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Well, the officials want to move it along as well. We've already had a play here in the fourth quarter as a pass attempt downfield. Jackson Keyshaw looking for Chris Phillips just off of his outstretched fingertips at the Axtell 30-yard line. Still only 4 yards passing in the game tonight for Pleasanton, and it stops the clock. 47-20, first play of the fourth quarter. Axtell with the lead. Third down, call it 7 yards to go at their own 21. Keyshaw has taken over primarily at quarterback. He's going to go quarterback draw, try to catch him off guard. He gets a good gain, but not enough for the first down across the 25 to the 26-yard line. A gain of 5. I've got Keyshaw for 38 yards so far in the game tonight. Fourth down and 3. Yeah, you want to go for it, but you are in a horrible position on the field. And Pleasanton most likely going to line up and punt. Remember, Keyshaw, though, might punt, and he might run an offensive play. They're going to line up like they're going for it. Fourth and 3 at their own 26. Dropping back, wants to throw over the middle. This play hasn't worked all night, and it doesn't work again. Westland is covered by Lane Bertrand. One of 10 through the air right now for the Bulldogs. And Axtell has a chance to really put this game away. They're up by 27. If they score on the short field and convert, we'd be into the running clock situation just like that, when it looked like Pleasanton had a chance to cut it to 13 or 14 midway through the third quarter. So Axtell, first down and 10, starting this drive at the Pleasanton 26. They hand it to Creighton Kring around the left end. He breaks one tackle, dives forward inside the 20. Close to the first down marker, going to be a little bit short of that. They're going to say his knee actually hit a little bit farther back. Do we have a penalty flag? Yes, we do. Holding going to be called here. Downfield after about a 5-yard run from Kring. And then the penalty will push him back 10 yards. Hasn't been a single offensive penalty against Pleasanton tonight. Had about 5 penalties last quarter against Axtell. This is their 7th of the ball game. Pushing back to the 31, so it's going to bring up first down and 15. They gained 5, and that's where the flag was, pushing back 10. So it'll be first down and 15 here for Axtell. Out of that shotgun, they want to continue to throw the football down the field into coverage. This time Westland was ran over by Bertrand. Had that been vice versa, it would have been interference, but they hardly ever call the offensive pass interference. And Westland with some good defense there again. And the passing game hasn't been quite as strong. In the first half, Danberg was 9 of 12 for 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 199 yards. Here in the second half, Danberg is 1 of 6 with an interception, and the one completion was for 26 yards. Second down and 15. A 27-point lead. Axtell takes the snap, and this time Danberg runs off right side, has a hole, 30, 25, and he's going to be ankle tackled as he gets to about the 23-yard line by Westland. A gain of 7, more than 7 on the play. What do we have, 15? It's about 8, 3rd and 7. We'll give 8 yards on the play there for Danberg. 113 yards unofficially in the football game. When we are done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Final stats, a few scores, and then back to the Power 99 scoreboard studios for the Ruts and Rivals scoreboard show. Third down and 7, straight ahead here for Danberg. This time, Caleb Riesland is there to wrap him up after a short gain, maybe 1 on the play. And it'll be fourth down here for Axtell at the 21-yard line. They need to get to the 16. Fourth down and every bit of 5 yards here for Axtell. They don't huddle up. They just kind of get the signal from the sideline. I thought maybe we were going to see a timeout, and now we have an equipment timeout from the official. We'll see a switch out. And fourth down and 5. They're ready to go out of the shotgun is Tyler Danberg. Takes the snap, fakes it to Klingsporn. Wants to throw down the field. He's got Kring, first down, 15. Back to the middle of the field, 10. And he's going to be brought down at the 10-yard line by Chase Pulowski. And another first down here for the Axtell Wildcats. Unofficially, their 17th of the ball game. Gain of 10. And that'll make it first and goal. The ball is just inside the 10-yard line. 47-20. Axtell has led almost the entire way. Pleasanton had a brief 8-7 lead. And again, late to get some personnel on and off the field here for the Bulldogs. First and goal. Danberg rolls to his right. Run pass option. Throws towards the end zone. It is caught by Kring at the 2. Turns into the end zone. Touchdown. The fourth passing touchdown tonight for Tyler Danberg. And Creighton Kring is into the end zone for another Axtell touchdown. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. 53-20. And now the all-important two-point conversion. If they make it, we go to a running clock. If they don't, we don't. And they're going to put Danberg under center out of a true I formation. He'll turn, give it to Klingsporn. The fullback is in there for the two-point conversion for Axtell. So Klingsporn takes it in with 9:11 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. It is now Axtell 55 and Pleasanton 20 on Power 99.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Kick is in the air and taken again at the 1 yard line, and then on the middle of the football field. Phillips has the ball hit, comes loose, but Pleasanton does jump back on top of it. He was able to jump on his own fumble. Also, right there was Riley Hadwiger, and they made sure that Pleasanton didn't lose the football. So, first down and 10 for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They will have it at the 26 yard line. With 8:56 remaining in the game, and Axtell has called a timeout before we even get out there to run a play. So it looks like maybe Axtell wants to get some more of their kids out on the field. Back to the scoreboard here. In Class A, it's all over. Kearney with the running clock in the second half. They're up 42-0. They beat North Star 49-7. Grand Island leads Lincoln High 28-27 in the fourth quarter in B. Lexington beats Schuyler 49-0 at the half. Scotts Bluff leading Hastings 42-0. McCook has scored 21 in a row to take a 28-21 lead over Northwest in the fourth quarter of play. We'll have more for you here in just a moment, but let's get back to the football action here at Pleasanton. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. The Bulldogs keeping Jackson Keyshaw in there as the quarterback. Three wideouts, nobody in the backfield with him. Straight back to pass. Wants to throw over the middle. That's got to work eventually, and there it does. Dixon hauls it in at the 40, gets to the 35 and down to the 34-yard line. So some positive that time for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. A gain from the 27 down to the 34. So a gain of 20, and that is the biggest and only the second pass completed and the biggest pass play of the night. And now here comes a whole new troop of red and white jerseys out there that we'll have to get used to. Some of them we know. Craig Kingston is in there. Looks like he is going to be your next quarterback. Still trying to get enough guys out on the field. Coming out late is Tristan Casson, and the quarterback Kingston gets it to Phillips. Phillips will get it around the right end. He'll get to the 30-yard line. So Chris Phillips comes in. And Runge makes the tackle after about a gain of four. Second down and six. 7:45 running clock now here in the fourth quarter. 55-20 Axtell. Phillips in the backfield along with Casson, who is a wing to the left. They'll pitch it to Phillips. He tries to get outside, makes the first man miss, gets to the corner at the 25, and he'll be thrown down there by Axtell's Calvin Johnson. And let's see how close to the first down they're going to give him. Looks like a yard short, a gain of five. It'll be third down and one. The New West postgame show is coming up. But we still have quite a bit of time on this clock as we see most of the reserves, and after this, there aren't many guys left. Axtell has even fewer guys than Pleasanton dressed tonight. On third down and one, they hustle to the line. Craig Kingston, under center, takes it, simply turns and pitches it to Phillips. Phillips looks for a hole, finds the hole, gets to the 21-yard line, and has enough for a Pleasanton first down. More high school football action coming your way next Friday on our network of stations, coming up after the Labor Day holiday. We'll see how everybody played out tonight, but should be some good games next week. Kearney Catholic is home against Lane Lutheran on ESPN 1460. That'll be one of our games. Kearney High a possibility. As we're getting close for some teams already to start districts after week three. 55-20 Axtell. Kingston comes up under center. On first down and 10, takes the snap, wants to keep it on an option. He does, has to room up the middle of the football field. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Pleasanton. Well run play by Craig Kingston. He takes it in from 20 yards out. Nice, nice run by the backup. Well, it's hard to even tell you how far down. They've used three other guys to take snaps tonight, but Craig Kingston will take it in. Good on him. The freshman has his first varsity touchdown from 20 yards out. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, 55-26. And they will line up to go for the two-point conversion. Hand it off to Phillips, and Phillips is going to get in for the two-point conversion. So it's 55-28 in favor of Axtell. You're listening to Friday Night Football from Pleasanton here on Power 99.
70% of power outages are caused by weather. 3.5 million people lose power in the U.S. each week. Briggs & Stratton Home Generator Systems. Permanent protection from power outages. Trust the power experts at Briggs & Stratton for peace of mind before the power goes out.
To learn more, call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 308-236-6437 and Holdridge at 308-995-4481 or online at andersonbros.com.
Don't forget the Rivals and Ruts Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up here on Classic Hits Power 99. Glad to have you along with us from Pleasanton, the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. A few more scores to pass along to you. Let's go to C1, where it is a fourth quarter. Broken Bow leading Minden 20-14. 21-14, Central City leading Columbus SCOTUS. Adams Central leading Milford 40-21. Finals, Gothenburg blanks Cozad 21-0. Holdridge blanks Fillmore Central 20-0. In C2 finals, Shelby Rising City over Sandy Creek 48-0. St. Paul over Southern Valley 42-12. Central Catholic over Superior 45-7. Wood River over Bridgeport 16-0. Sutton over Wilbur Claytonia 38-0. In the fourth, Freeman leads St. Cecilia 25-0, and Donovan Trumbull leads Centura 21-7. The kick is away, a short one taken at the 20-yard line, that time by the up man for Axtell, Quinn Bertrand. Bertrand will bring it up across the 30-yard line, and that's where the Axtell Wildcats will start. Bertrand officially marked down at about the 31. 55-28 is your score, 5:57. Remaining here in our fourth quarter. And most of the backups are in there for both of the teams. And Axtell just can't get their people in the right spot. And they're going to call another timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. And let's go back to the scoreboard here. In the third quarter last check, Hershey led Gibbon 7-6, looking for an update on that game. Other eight-man action, Amherst leads Bertrand in the fourth, 28-14. Cambridge leads Ravenna in the fourth, 40-20. Arapahoe over Elm Creek, 32-20 in the fourth. Finals, BDS over Elmwood Murdoch, 40-0. South Loop over Hemingford, 26-0. Arcadia Loop City over Shelton, 48-6. Kennesaw leading Overton, 36-6 in the fourth. Medicine Valley will beat Elwood, and Loomis will beat Franklin, both leading big. Late in the fourth quarter of play, Axtell's going to go to 2-0 tonight, but still have some work to do. Ball is dropped on the center quarterback exchange. You have got Brennan Runge in there now, running it for Axtell. He picked it up and was able to matriculate his way forward for about 2.5-3 yards. Brings up second down and 7. Again, we're back under the 35-point threshold right now after that Pleasanton touchdown. Let's see if Axtell just keeps it on the ground, especially with all the new players in there. Runge out of the shotgun, just like the first team. He's got blocking backs to each side. Runge's going to keep it himself around the left side, 40-35. He stepped out of bounds right about the 35-yard line, but that's enough for the first down, a gain of 10 for Brennan Runge. And move the chains here for Axtell. You're listening to KKPR-FM, high school football, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, along with one of our newest producers and engineers, Cassie Sloan. Welcome to all those that have joined us for this high school sports season. Straight ahead, going to be a quarterback keep this time. Runge up the left side. He finds room, 25-20. He's got more room. He's going to be brought down at about the 18-yard line, a gain of 17 more. And Axtell looking to get that lead back up there. Another first down for the Wildcats. Again, they had a good second half last week to come back and beat Loomis in overtime, and then Loomis goes out tonight and gets a big win. First and 10, ball at the 18-yard line of the Bulldogs. Going to line up in the I formation. Runge dropped the ball. I'm not sure he got back on it this time. They say he did. No gain on the play. Second down and 11. And it allows the clock to keep running with 4:20 to go in our ball game. Axtell has this one in hand, 55-28 over Pleasanton. Pleasant has already used all their timeouts. Axtell has one left. They'll go back to the shotgun. Runge wants to throw the ball under pressure, tucks it and runs, now has room. 20, 15, makes one man miss, shakes the tackle and into the end zone for Brennan Runge from 19 yards away. So the backup quarterback, the freshman, does a good job, shakes loose that last tackle attempt at about the 10-yard line and takes it in from 19 yards away. With 4:03 remaining in our ball game. And they'll line up to go for the two-point conversion. And we've got another man down in the end zone here for Axtell with cramping issues. And that has happened quite a bit tonight. warm, muggy night throughout the listening area. I'm sure this is not the only place that has run into that problem. Nebraska volleyball on the breeze, 94.5 tonight. They are able to crush Wake Forest, 25-14, 25-11, 25-9. They swept Ohio earlier in the day. And for UNK, they swept both of their opponents in the Fall Classic today. They will be home again tomorrow with games at noon and at 6 o'clock. UNK soccer fell today by a score of 2-0 to Newman University. Newman's going to be coming into the league here. Michigan State still has their hands full. They lead Utah State 38-31 with 2 minutes to go in the game, but they just got the ball back. And Wisconsin 17-0 over Western Kentucky, 2 minutes to go in the first half of their football game. Again next week, the Bulldogs of Pleasanton will hit the road for the first time as they go to Kennesaw, and Axtell will return home to take on Elwood, then a bye week, and then they host Kennesaw. So we're ready now, lining up for the conversion here for the Wildcats. Slowly coming off the football field here for Axtell, attending to Calvin Johnson, one of the freshman backups that was in on that last touchdown run. So, Runge lines up for the two-point run to his right. He has got Colin Soderquist. Takes the snap a little low. He wants to throw for the 2 points. Now scrambles out of there. Backside pursuit will not get him, and Runge is into the end zone for the two-point run. And so that makes the score. Axtell 63, Pleasanton 28, 4:03 to go in our football game. And you're listening to high school football here on Classic Hits Power 99.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog.
Eclipse Hair Salon would like to say good luck to all the Axtell High School athletes in this week's competition. Call Karen or Hannah Kring or any of the other stylists at 236-9860 for all your family's hair care needs. Eclipse, across from Dairy Queen in Kearney.
In the arena of high school athletics, radio broadcasts are especially coveted. The elite team for Platte River Preps post their award-winning content to PlatteRiverPreps.com. These are your stories.
Kick is away. It'll be fielded at the 5-yard line by Phillips, up to the 10, the 15, and that's where Axtell will swarm and make the tackle. Again, the story tonight, Tyler Danberg accounts for 7 Axtell touchdowns, throwing for 4 and running for 3 more, and Axtell leading it 63-28. Back to the running clock here with 3:40 remaining in our football game. Coach Ricky Westland towering over some of his younger athletes that he's going to send back out there onto the football field here for the final 3 minutes of this game. Craig Kingston had a nice touchdown run earlier in the quarter, and he'll be back out there as the quarterback. Grady Chandler checks in. He'll be the wing to the right. And then your running back is going to be Tristan Casson on first down and 10 from the 15. And they're going to hand it off to Casson, and he'll get a couple of yards before being brought down by Soderquist of Axtell. So luckily we have just enough room, I believe, to get all these names onto the stat sheet tonight, as Tristan Casson will pick up 2. Don't forget, when we're done, a quick rundown of all the stats on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. And then Jeff Babel and the gang back at the studios will recap all the scores from around the area and the state. Talk to Bob Jensen as part of our Rivals and Ruts scoreboard show. Hand off to Cass, and again, gets a little more this time. They tackle him forward from the 20 up to the 21-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 4. We'll call it third down and 4 here for the Bulldogs. Tanner Dixon rolling into the football game. Also back in Cooper Dixon. And now Cooper says, oh, you got enough, I'll come out. Clock running with 2:10 to go. 63-28, been a long ball game here tonight at Pleasanton. But Axtell will have the happy road trip home. Over on the right wing is Cinch Heichel. On the snap, they'll pitch it to the right side, and making one man miss, but not enough, is going to be Kasson, and good swarming defense, good tackle in there again. Quinn Bertrand among those on the tackle. No gain on the play for Kasson, and so that'll bring up fourth down and four. With a minute 20 to go, ball at their own 22-yard line. Craig Kingston runs over to get the play. And Pleasanton will have to look for their first win next week. A little extra time in the huddle here for Pleasanton trying to get that play called. I don't think our back judge would be that cruel, though. Fourth down as they line up, and they want to throw the ball, but there's nowhere to go, and a little shovel pass. Did they call it a fumble, or did they call it a pass? Nonetheless, it falls to the ground, and it'll be Axtell football, and all they have to do now is kneel on it. And so that's going to be it for Pleasanton's offense. Mason Lammers picks up the football just to make sure. We're down to 50 seconds. If Axtell only has to snap it one time, let's see if Coach Marsh gives one of his youngsters the football, or if they just take a knee and call it good. Axtell will be 2-0. Pleasanton will be 0-2. As Axtell comes up over, they were up 41-14 at the half. Pleasanton scored and then got the ball back in the third quarter, but never could really mount a threat after that. On first down, here's the handoff over the right side. 15, 10, 5, and a touchdown-saving tackle as they bring down Gavin Cole, who gets his first and what will be only carry of this football game. As they mark him down at the 5-yard line, that's going to be a gain of 21, actually, I believe, on the play. And the time will run out here in Axtell. The Wildcats were in control from early out of the second quarter, and they cruise on to a 63-28 victory over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. When we come back, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll try and get all the stats figured up for you and bring you those numbers here on Classic Hits Power 99.
People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Mendon and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Mendon today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance. Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to BarneyInsurance.net.
Time.
Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final score 63-28. Axtell taking care of Pleasanton tonight. 7 total touchdowns for quarterback Tyler Danberg. He threw for over 200 yards. He rushed for over 100 yards. And we will get to all that in just a moment. And we'll be back with more on the postgame show with all the final stats after this.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want, made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
All right, let's take a look now at the final stats. First off, for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, they were led by Riley Raziski tonight, who just had too many cramping issues in the second half. He had 8 carries for 115 in the first half. He had 4 carries for 10 yards in the second half. 12 carries, 125 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Kessler Dixon, 9 carries, 9 yards, and a touchdown. Chris Phillips, 3 carries, 13 yards. Tristan Casson, 3 carries for 6 yards. Tyce Westland, 5 carries, 15 yards. And then you had the backup quarterback in Kingston come in, had 1 carry. It was a 20-yard touchdown. Jackson Keyshaw, 7 carries, 38 yards tonight. The team did have one bad snap over the quarterback's head for a loss of 15. That's 41 rushing attempts for 211 yards. Through the air tonight, Westland 0 of 1, Keyshaw 2 of 11 for 24 yards. So 24 yards through the air, 211 on the ground. That's 235 yards of total offense, 3 penalties. They were all 3 offside penalties. I had 11 first downs tonight on the ground and through the air, but mostly on the ground for Pleasanton. We'll look at the final numbers for Axtell right after this.
At A&M Ag Partners Incorporated, we know the importance of staying connected and getting our boots dirty all season long. As seed experts, we look to get the most out of your fields by putting ourselves in them throughout the season. We know that a bad season for you can result in a bad year for your community, which is why we are here to assist year-round. Find us online at amagpartners.com or call 308-708-7447. A&M Ag Partners Incorporated, seedsmanship at work.
Now look at the final numbers for Axtell. Creighton Kring, 9 carries, 75 yards, including a 65-yard touchdown run. Garrett Cole there at the very end had 1 carry for 21 yards. Dustin Klingsporn, 4 carries, 8 yards. Brennan Runge, 4 carries, 49 yards, and a touchdown. And then the Tyler Danberg story. 21 carries, 114 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground. Through the air, Danberg was 9 of 12 with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions, 199 yards in the first half. In the second half, he put it up 8 times, completed 3 of those, had 1 pick and 1 touchdown. So 12 completions in the ball game today, 20 attempts, 4 touchdowns, 245 yards through the air, 251 on the ground, 496 yards of offense, 20 first downs for Axtell. They did have 2 turnovers, a fumble and a pick, 7 penalties in the ball game for 41 yards. It's time now for our scoring recap, brought to you by our friends at Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. It started tonight for the
Axtell Wildcats on their second possession because Riley Rosicki came up with a fumble recovery on the Axtell 30, but they could not score. A two-yard run by Tyler Danbury completed a 35-yard drive after a bad snap by Pleasanton on fourth down. The kick was good by Brennan Runge. He made it 7-0. Then two plays later, a 48-yard touchdown run from Riley Rosicki. Tyce Westland takes it in from 2 yards out, 8-7 Pleasanton. A 26-yard pass from Danberg to Bertrand, the first of two tonight. That was a completion on fourth down and 5, and the kick was blocked, so it was 13-8 Axtell, 2:31 to go in the first quarter. Then after another bad snap, a safety on Axtell, they were able to get Rosicki tackled in the end zone with a minute to go in the first quarter, made it 15-8. That's where we were at the end of the first quarter. They turned that safety into a touchdown, a 34-yard pass from Danberg to Klingsport on a wheel route after they had lost 15 yards on the previous play, but the two-point run no good. 10:57 to go second quarter, 21-8 Axtell. 5:53 to go, Danberg to Bertrand on a 5-yard pass. That made it 27-8. The very next play, Riley Rosicki takes it in from 51 out to make it 27-14. The very next play, Creighton Crane goes 65 yards to make it 33-14, 5:25 to go before halftime. And then the final score of the first half was Danberg taking it in from 5 yards out, a minute 37 to go in the first half. The two-point conversion made it 41-14 at the half. Tyce Westland came up with an interception at the 25-yard line, returned it some 25 yards, set up a 33-yard drive. Kessler Dixon took it in for the touchdown. That cut it to 41-20 with 7:13 to go in the third quarter. Pleasanton got the ball back but was stalled on fourth down in Axtell territory and had used up all their timeouts, and they weren't able to get much going after that. A 3-yard run by Danberg made it 47-20 at the end of the third. Then in the fourth quarter, Danberg hit Kring on a 10-yard pass to make it 55-20. Kingston answers back for Pleasanton on a 20-yard run to make it 55-28. And then Brennan Runge finishes it off with a 19-yard run to make your final score 63-28 in favor of Axtell. And that is our scoring wrap brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. That's going to wrap things up here from Pleasanton. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Keep it here on Power 99. Up next, the Rivals and Ruts Friday Night Scoreboard Show with Jeff Babel and the crew back in Kearney. All the scores from the area, recaps of our radio games, and all the scores from across the state between now and 11 o'clock. So we had a doubleheader today here on Power 99. Both of them ended up being a little bit lopsided at the end. Arcadia Loup City, a winner over Shelton today. In our first game up in Loup City by a score of 48-6. And here the final score, Axtell 63, Pleasanton 28. We'll talk to you next Friday night. For our producer-engineer Cassie Sloan and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to High School Football, Axtell 63, Pleasanton 28.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.